The following program is intended for mature audiences.
No offense, but I'm in no mood to play babysitter to the Ridlin twins tonight, okay? My life sucks quite enough already, thank you.
Oh, well, hey, I'm here to make you feel better, buddy. Why don't you strap on a straitjacket?
Mumble incoherently to yourself. Who knows? Maybe Elvis. I've seen those people down at Fremont Street and throughout Vegas, and, you know, they have a pretty good argument going on with themselves. At least you think they're talking to themselves, but they could be talking to God knows who, and I would like to think that they're not really crazy. Maybe they are just simply having a conversation with a king. I don't know. That's just how I view it. But get ready for it. It's time for another mental mind trip inside my wonderful head. If you can believe
it. King of the loony bin.
Yeah, well, some would say I am the king of the loony bin. I prefer ringmaster. That's right. That's what I like. I like ringmaster. It's got such a nice ring to it. Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to the 44th floor and to that tiny 3-watt internet show known as the Rockin' Comedy Show. I, Crazy J, along with...
Well, glaze my nipples and call me Rita.
Well, no, his name's not Peter, but along with me, it's Mad Mike. We bring you the show each and every week from the padded walls of my electric sandbox known as the 44th floor, my friends.
Remember our motto, be on time, do your work, be down to the bar at 5:30.
I'll be there. I'm pretty sure Mad Mike will be there, but he's going to be here shortly. He loves doing the show. I love having him here. Coming up on the show this week, we got some phone calls. A lot of you are starting to call in now on our rock line, so to speak. That number, 702-979-9606. Check the website, find out the designated times to call in. 702-979-9606. Also on the show today, an interesting guest by the name of Jordan Eisenberg, who has created an amazing website for guys, girls too, but it was designed, you know, with guys in mind. And I think you're going to find what he has to talk about very, very interesting. And I'll tell you more about that coming up. Also on the show, Mad Mike's going to be here with some how-tos, and I'm sure he's going to find other ways to entertain you as well, because it is Mad Mike.
That is the biggest mystery of them all.
Yeah, wondering what is going on in that little head of his. Yeah, I thought I had problems, but this kid wants to be a dolphin, and I don't know. Anyway, Mad Mike will be here a little bit later on, and we've got some of your requests to get to. We've got some new music from Phoebe Carter. We've got some music from Stephen Lynch. A lot of you requesting some new stuff off the new album, Three Balloons. And along with that, we've got Dino Mike. Dino Mike Countdown. We've got the Crazy 8 this week, and it is the top 8 Dino Mike songs. So, lots going on the show this week. We had a band scheduled, This Is My Curse, but due to scheduling conflicts, they're not here this week. We're still working with them and have them on maybe next week, the week after, but they are scheduled to be on the show, along with a lot of other good bands signing up to come in and perform for us as well. If you want to contact the show, there are several ways to do it. You can email me.
What's your email address?
It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also send Mike an email. It's ihurtmyspleen@yahoo.com. You can also visit me on MySpace as well. That's where you'll find wonderful Mad Mike as well. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. Again, that's myspace.com/crazyj13. And you can also, of course, check out the official website of the show, www.rockincomedyshow.com. We've got video clips up there now. We've got some comment boxes happening. We've got votes. You can vote for your favorite, you know, your favorite song for the Crazy 8 Countdown. Lots going on over there. And again, if you go to the website, you can find out when to call, and you can actually talk to us at 702-979-9606. It was a typo here on my print. 702-979-9606. We did have a request to hear some Stephen Lynch and something offensive. So that didn't really narrow it down. But let's do something new. Here's a lovely little song called Waiting.
It's out of my hands and all I can do is wait. It's the not knowing that has put me in this state. The minutes feel like hours, the tension is too great. I've done my part, so now it's in the hands of fate. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. I shouldn't have fucked that prostitute without a prophylactic. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. Regret is dripping from me like my semen down her crack, and now I wait. My nerves, they have been frayed, my pants, they have been shat. I know the nurse will say it's time to have a chat. At least I'll never worry about getting fat. I should think positive. No, wait, I didn't say that. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. I never should have blown that tranny in my Cadillac. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. I just had to taste that sweet forbidden nectar from his sack, and now I wait. Is it over? Will my jersey be retired? Will my name stitched upon a quilt be required? Did I make a difference? Was my life inspired? Will Denzel Washington defend me when I'm fired? Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. Eating assholes shouldn't be an aphrodisiac. Waiting for my AIDS test to come back. If I'm clean, I swear to God I will stop shooting smack, probably. Boys and girls, don't be naive. Take it from your Uncle Steve. AIDS care's not whom it affects. Caught from unprotected sex. Or piss or semen, even shit from handshakes, sneezes, toilet seats, from monkey bites and uncooked meat, from dirty coins and dreadlock hair, from certain children in daycare, drinking water, breathing air. I tell you,
cigarette. Love smells like
from the new album, Tragic, as we speed away. That's Leaving Springfield with Love Smells Like Avon and Cigarettes. I always kind of wondered what it smelled like, and I guess that's what it is, Avon and Cigarettes. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Making his way to the studios, our good friend, co-host, and more, Mad Mike. But right now, here's Ogden Edsel.
Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko's in his Kinko car, pockets full of change. Lots of dirty pictures and sticky candy canes. All the kids love Kinko for the presents that they get. Silly leather clothes to wear and happy cigarettes. Hi, boys and girls. My name is Kinko the Clown. And I really love you boys and girls. Really, really. But my legs get tired standing out in the parking lot handing out stale Tootsie Rolls to you little rugrats. So if anyone wants to come back to Kinko's trailer and massage his legs, he'd really, really like it.
Okay,
really,
Kinko.
Really. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown.
Go to Kinko's clubhouse sometimes after school. We play in Kinko's crawl space, there's never any room. We have to sit on Kinko's lap, there's never any chair. Kinko likes to tickle at and give us funny stares.
Gee, I haven't had this much fun since Christmas when I got to play Santa Claus and all the boys and girls got to sit on Kinko's lap. But that was in Indianapolis, and thanks to the liberal reciprocity laws here, Kinko can be with you boys and girls today or anytime.
Jimmy Johnson ran away and didn't say goodbye. Kinko went to look for him to help the FBI. But Kinko had some hiccups on, his eyes were full of tears.
Said, I'll be back to play with you sometime in 20 years. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. The parents want to beat me up and run me out of town. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. Tar and feather Kinko and run him out of town.
Okay, Short Eyes, get in that car.
Bye, boys and girls. Bye. Kinko really loves you boys and girls.
Really, really. Kinko the Clown from Mike Anderson of Las Vegas. If you want to make a request, you can. You can email me, crazyj@comic.com. Go to the website, leave a comment there. Say, hey, I want to hear Kinko the Clown. Do it just this simple as that, rockincomedyshow.com. That's R-O-C-K-I-N-G, comedyshow.com. You can also go to my MySpace, myspace.com/crazyj13. There are so many ways to get a request played on this show. But right now, we've got something new by a group that could be making their way into the live studio of the Rockin' Comedy Show. Here is The Radio by Lips Like Morphine.
Well, I don't care what you do with your life. You can forget about your dreams, but you won't take mine, cause they're mine. You're wasting your time. I wasn't made for a 9-to-5. Oh, I want it so bad, I got my eye on the prize. Yeah, I feel alive, oh, so alive. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Joining me in the studio, it's your friend and mine, Mr. Mad Mike.
Hey, Mike in the house.
What's going on?
What's going on with
What's going on with you? I asked first.
Okay. Well, I mean, if we really want to get down and to the nitty-gritty and technical and stuff.
Sometimes I always say, man, I shouldn't have asked. But what's going on?
So, I went to sleep last night.
Did you have another weird dream?
I always have weird dreams. And this one involved the bowling alley. And
was this before or after we went bowling?
After we went bowling, which is probably why it popped up in my dream. And it had to do with this intergalactic game of bowling. And it came down to, like, the last final, like, three frames. And but the thing is, like, the ball wasn't just a ball. It was like a squid head, right? And you have to, like, wrestle with the squid head and still try to get a strike, you know, and you have to, like, control it with a remote control. It was really weird, but, like, it was, like, us versus, like, these Warnak 7 guys, right? But they were badass. They had, like, matching shirts and everything. But I don't remember if we won in the end. It just was kind of like that same scene going over and over again. Like, it was really intense and dramatic, like a drama movie. It was pretty crazy.
Nice.
And the fate of the world depended on this game.
So you have some people logging in and listening to the show. Have you, as your 43-year-old virgin roommate, heard the show?
Oh, God, no. You know what? That's funny, though, because I was actually listening to it at my house, you know, kind of going over with it, drinking some tea, eating some crumpets, and listening to the show. And that part came on where we begin to speak about the IHOP experience and that which continued after. The virgin E part. And I hear his light come on, click, and he starts walking out. I'm like, oh, God, no, stop. If he heard that, dude, he would have killed me.
Why? If it's true, why?
Well, he wouldn't, well, okay, he would just get, he would sulk. He would sulk. Because it is true. And I think when you point out, you know, like if somebody's like wiener is sticking out of their pants, you know, if you're like, hey, dude, your wiener's sticking out of your pants. Next thing you know, they're all embarrassed, you know, and now you just made them feel bad. Sometimes it's best just to let that thing fly, you know?
Right.
Just let it dangle in the breeze, you know? So, and that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm just letting him dangle in the breeze, you know? Get some fresh air.
Well, for those of you that don't know, we're recording this show. It's actually April Fool's Day. And a story.
Are we on the air?
Yes. I actually, yeah, I finished putting the news for together for Not in the News News, and this story came across, and I had to do a lot of research because I did think it might be an April Fool's joke.
Oh, right, right.
And there's an actual website you can go to where you can verify 911 calls to see if they're actually real calls.
Really, really real?
Real calls. And this story, it's so ridiculous that it's too ridiculous for Not in the News News.
It's too ridiculous?
It's too ridiculous. But the best part is...
I got gas, you would not believe.
But the best part is...
oh, did you hear that one?
I think they did. I have the 911 call.
How's my breath?
Could you stop?
Okay, go ahead. 911.
A woman calls 911 because she needs help. She's locked inside her car.
Locked inside? Inside her car.
Inside her car. A 911 dispatcher had to tell a woman how to unlock her car. Now, that's why I thought, because it's April Fool's, that this is not, like, I'm going to open it, like, oh, April Fool's, it didn't really happen. But
bullshit.
A 911 dispatcher had to tell a woman how to unlock her car. A woman called the Kissimmee, Florida police to say she was locked inside her car at the Walgreens on John Young Parkway. She said, my car will not start. I'm locked inside my car, the unidentified woman said. Nothing electrical works, and it's getting very hot in here, and I'm not feeling well. The dispatcher asked the woman if she was able to manually pull the lock up on the door. Now, before I even continue, I'm just going to play you the 911 call.
Wow, there's actually a call?
There is a 911 call, and here it is. Check it out. It's so funny.
What's that? What's the emergency? Hi, I'm at the corner of Pleasant Hill and John Young Parkway. I'm in a Walgreens parking lot. And my car will not start. I'm locked inside my car. I cannot open my car. I can't get the windows down. Nothing electrical works.
Oh, God.
And it's getting very hot in here, and I'm not feeling well. I need some help.
What you need is a slap.
Just, are you able to pull the lock up on the door and open the door? You should be able to just pull the lock up even if it's electrical. I've tried it. Oh, okay. All right, I got that going. Okay. So are you able to get out of the car now? Yes. I got the door open. Okay. All right. I'll see if I can get AAA or something. Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm sorry. That's okay. All right. Bye-bye.
She was so nonchalant. Like, did you try manually?
You know, in the back of her mind, that 911 operator's, are you fucking serious?
That's awesome.
It's the greatest thing. And I was sharing this story with Ray at the desk at the
at
Monte Carlo. And he was like, well, you know, maybe she's really old. I said, maybe she's blonde.
Yeah, she sounds
young. And then he
goes,
well, she could be old. I'm like, yeah, but this is the state that screwed up the election when we got Bush as president.
That was Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I just think, oh, it's just so great to just, I this is my favorite part, when she's like, I'm locked in my car.
What's the emergency? Hi, I'm at the corner of Pleasant Hill and John Young Parkway. I'm in a Walgreens parking lot, and my car will not start. I'm locked inside my car. I cannot open my car. I can't get the windows down. Nothing electrical works.
It's hot.
And it's getting very hot in here, and I'm not feeling well.
It makes you wonder how long she was stuck in there, you know?
It's getting hot in here. I'm surprised she knows how to use a cell phone. Really.
I know. What if that was locked? Oh, my God.
My cell phone's locked. My windows are locked. Everything's just locked.
I push the unlock button, and it just gives me this star sign.
You know, we go over a lot of stuff on the show with your, like, what's coming up on the how-tos and stuff.
Yeah, popsicles.
Let me give you just a few ideas of some of the news stories that are coming up today.
Oh, okay.
We have a big surprise one, so I won't reveal that one.
Okay.
But we do have one about a New York man charged with something.
Is it brutally murdering a cucumber?
No.
Okay.
We have one about a woman who was charged and arrested for using the F word in a Walmart. If you like that.
Wow.
We have one.
I wonder what she used, like Filipino?
We have one about a man accused of having sex with a dog and a horse.
At the same time?
That wasn't clear.
That man.
We also have a story about a man from Port St. Lucie.
Oh!
Who is accused of pouring chili on his girlfriend during an argument.
Do you know if it was Wendy's?
They love the use of food in an argument in Port St. Lucie. Sandwiches. It's crazy. We have a follow-up story to a story. Well, two follow-up stories.
To
one I did last week and one a couple weeks before,
mm-hmm.
That we have that for, and probably one of the most craziest stories I've done in a long time.
Really?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So, for those of you out there who don't know this, Crazy Jay and myself, Mad Mike, thank you, we, tomorrow, okay, we are going to this place called Pole Position. And what it is an indoor go-kart racing,
it's an indoor
thingamabob.
Go-kart race.
Yes. And,
and they're fast.
They're real fast. They're like 45 miles an hour. Of pure adrenaline.
Should we videotape it for the website?
Oh, dude, totally. Because this is why. This is why. Myself, Jay, we're gunning for our manager. He's going to be there, okay? It's like the whole... I'm hoping, like, Jason Baker will be there. It's supposed to be, like, this whole concierge thing. I'm out for blood. I'm going to win.
I'm going for him and Scanlan.
Oh, we can get Scanlan on film. The elusive Scanlan. We can do like a whole Discovery documentary on him. That'd be great.
We were scheduled to have a band on the show this week. This is my curse. But due to scheduling conflicts, it's going to be next week.
Next week?
So, but we got a lot of good bands coming on.
I know a good yodeler. I think give him a call.
That's all right.
You sure?
Yeah.
He's positive. Good.
It's good. So what's coming up on the how-tos today, my good friend?
Well,
you missed one last week.
I missed one?
Yeah.
What did I miss?
Talking about, you know, if you like to move around in the dark.
Oh, in the dark.
And then we changed it. Right. I think you changed it at the last minute.
That's suspense, people. Live with it, okay? Actually, no, that was just because I had a little too much juice and kind of got cut up in the moment. You know what happens? You get a little Sunny D in you. Crazy things start to happen.
It wasn't Sunny D.
Enough out of the peanut gallery.
Anyway, also on the show today, we have Jordan Eisenberg calling in. He is the creator of a beautiful website. And we'll reveal that in just a little while. But
he kind of makes me want to start my own website. I'm going to call it Ballsack Anonymous.
Anyway, so he's going to be calling in. Remember, you can call in, too. If you go to the website, we do have the designated time to call in there when we take your calls. But the number is 702-979-9606. Have you found him yet? What's going on over there?
I found the one that I was talking about yesterday. The thing is, I kind of wanted to make my own, but I got this one from it's a source, okay? I'm not going to reveal my source. But I got it from a source. It's very source-like in its sourciness. And actually, I like it. But you know what? It's too, like, I don't know, man. I think the people who have the How to Be a Ninja the best is Syphil and Ollie. If you can find this ninja song, Ninja Tech, I highly recommend it. It's a great song, very, very good on teaching you how to be a ninja. So I might do this one, I might not. I don't know. I'm deciding. I'm debating. Not master debating. Just debating.
Right.
Let's see. I'm going to keep it out, though. Just in case I feel like doing it for you guys. I'm not sure. Are you sure?
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're going to get back into the music when when we come back, Mike will have an idea of what his how-tos are actually going to be.
I don't know.
The way to be prepared. He's like, you're going to get that show done this week, right? And then he just comes in here.
I've got like 90 different how-tos.
Buddy, look, I got the news. I put sound bites to them. I go through a stack of news and throw the ones away that aren't good. Half of those you're not even going to use.
And your point?
There's no
at
point.
Hey, this is the thing, though. At least I stapled, okay? There are staples on these. That takes time.
I don't need to
staple.
I use one sheet stories. That's it.
That's a professional staple
job.
We've
got some more rockin' tunes for you here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. We'll be back with my Ritalin twin. We'll be back right after this.
100 days have made me older. Since the last time that I saw your pretty face, 1,000 lives have made me colder, and I don't think I can look at this the same. But all the miles that separate disappear now when I'm dreaming of your face. I'm here without you, baby.
Lost a cat, and have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention, so you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See? That's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
McGruff here.
The crime doc?
Yep.
I think I'm going to need your help. I've got an internet bully.
Okay, well, what to do is...
Maybe you could put a virus on her computer. Or a tracking device. Or a bug.
You don't have to do that, are you?
Or maybe we could get an attack dog. You ever see those attack dogs that can, like, rip a person's arm off? Seriously. Or like a SWAT team. A cyber SWAT team or something. Or like an army. Did you ever see that zombie army movie? We should get a zombie army.
Wait. All you need to do to stop an internet bully is delete their messages and never forward them on.
So, no zombies?
No zombies.
Bummer.
Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it. Don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Do you overcook your pasta? Do you mix your lights with your darks and tell long, complicated jokes that have no punchline? Do you have trouble wrapping gifts, sound like a hyena when singing happy birthday, and have no idea how the metric system works? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care, because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you can't tie a Windsor knot, forget to defrost the chicken, can't tell a latte from a cappuccino, confuse North and South Dakota, overuse commas, throw a frisbee like it's a flounder, and still believe kids really do love lima beans, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at foreignlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
Well, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. I could feel this thing wash over me like a giant wave. I was put off and pissed off and ready to kiss off the whole wide world. Sometimes it is so hard being a girl. 'Cause it's a PMS kind of day. So everyone out of my way. I'm in a terrible mood and I'm coming unglued. It's a PMS kind of day. Now my hubby, my sweetie, he tells me I'm driving him out of his mind. And then he says, oh no, don't tell me. Is it that special time again? He says, drink lots of water and take lots of my doll until this thing goes away. Nothing, he says, is the right thing to say.
'Cause it's a PMS kind of day. So everyone out of my way.
I don't feel nice and I don't want your advice.
It's a PMS kind of day.
Now you guys, this really is real. We ladies can't help how we feel. And we don't like it any better than you. And if you got a period, you'd understand too. Well, my clothes don't fit right and my bra is too tight and I feel like a blimp. But I still run out and buy tons of cookies and pie and shovel them in. I feel clutchy and flaky and frazzled and shaky and I wish I was back in my bed. And if y'all look at me wrong,
I'll chew off your head.
'Cause it's a PMS kind of day. So everyone out of my way.
But I'm hoping that when my estrogen is normal again and I'm on the mend, you'll still be my friend. But until then,
it's a PMS, it's a PMS, a PMS kind of day.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay.
Are you on the air right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we're on the air. It drives me nuts. On the phone line right now, a guy who I think is the savior of the world. His name. Maybe I'm being a little too presumptuous, but it's Jordan Eisenberg.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I say savior because you have invented an amazing piece of technology.
Well, again, I guess that's all subjective, but thank you.
Well, me being a bachelor, I don't think I need to use it as much as maybe my friends.
Well, you know, a lot of people use it who are in relationships, and a lot of people use it who have multiple girlfriends.
That's right. Now, for those of don't know what I'm talking about, it's a wonderful website you created, simply titled PMSBuddy.com.
Very simple idea. What it does is it will remind you when your girlfriend, wife, or any other woman in your life is about to have PMS. Just go to PMSBuddy.com. It's completely free. You sign up. You enter the last date of her cycle. And then automatically, once a month, you'll get an email a couple days ahead of time warning you that PMS is around the corner, give you some hints and tips, tell you to cut her some slack, not let things escalate, give you some ideas to buy flowers. And if anything, you know, we believe that forewarned is forearmed, so we give you the information so that you don't walk into a minefield.
Now, you have something like 25,000, like it's like tracking 25,000 cycles right now, correct?
That's just in the U.S. We're at over 150,000 worldwide.
Wow.
Now, can you put, like, dogs or sheep on there?
I'm not aware. If somebody does, I don't know how they got that information. I don't want to know.
Now, obviously your inspiration, are you married? Do you have several girlfriends? Is that why you came up with this idea?
No, actually, I am married, but believe it or not, my wife is actually pretty easy. It's really just growing up around women and understanding it, but the genesis, of course, happened over a bunch of beers at happy hour one night where a number of us were sitting around talking about relationships and how, you know, no matter how hard a guy tries, he can never seem to do anything right. And one of the guys at the table actually said that he'd been tracking his wife's PMS in his BlackBerry. And we all started laughing, and, you know, I thought, you know, I wonder if more people could benefit from that. So kind of started the site almost as a joke, but here we are with a lot of people signed up, so clearly people find it useful. And, you know, we've got about 15% of our users are female who sign themselves up to track their own cycles, and they can enter the information from their husbands or boyfriends to be aware.
So you've got a lot of info.
Excuse me?
You've got lots of information, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people love it. They say it helps their relationships, you know. It allows the guy to cut the woman some slack and, you know, reminds him to buy her flowers and to be nice to her. And who can complain with that?
And for the guy's sake, the women can't fake it. Like, you know, they can always just tell us that they're on their PMS. And this way, if the guy already knows, you know. So how does it, like, so it basically just before it hits the 28th day, usually it'll send out an email?
Yeah, I mean, the way that that the algorithm is set up is that it actually will account for irregularities. You can enter in, you know, abnormalities in the length of the average, and therefore...
Like if you're punched in the crotch?
What's that?
Like if they get punched in the crotch?
Well, you know, the kind of the default is 28 days, and you're able to change it if you need to, and they'll send you an email a couple days ahead of time, or you can also ask for weekly reminders to let you know what's coming up this week. And
well, let's say,
you know, we all...
Let's say you're not quite sure exactly when the cycle is. I mean, are there questions? I haven't gone in there to sign up, so I just... But, I mean, do you
just... You should, because I really need to know this.
You really need to know when I'm PMSing?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. But, I mean, how do you go... I mean, so if I'm not quite sure, how would one go in there? Are there steps to follow, like what to look for, things like that?
Yeah, it's pretty basic. You go to PMSBuddy.com. You sign up, it'll ask you when the last date of her cycle was. That's the first date that she had her period. And from there, it will automatically calculate. And if you're in a relationship, you probably know that.
Right.
Now, I was on your website, and I wasn't sure, but it looked like you had a special up. Is that true?
Did I have a what?
A special? Like, if you were to sign up, if you sign up at least two cycles, you got a free medium nacho in the mail?
Yeah, of course.
See, that's cool. So remember
well,
that,
know,
folks.
We, on Monday of this week, we launched our iPhone application.
Awesome.
Which is
that's right. I heard about that. That's one reason why I asked you to call in, is I heard, yeah, you could now track it on your iPhone.
Yeah, so we made an iPhone application, and even though I think it's a little strange, we had our users request a Facebook application, so we made a Facebook application as well, so you can tell the world.
What about Morse code?
You know, if you guys want to take a lead on that, I'm okay with that.
He doesn't obviously have that much time. And is this what you do, like, for a living? Were you that bored that you just, you know, wanted to set up the PMS buddy?
No, you know, it really started kind of as a joke. I'm an entrepreneur, so I own a number of different companies, this being one of several, and this one has just exploded. And if you asked me 6 months ago, I would have told you nothing would have ever come from it, but it just got picked up in the media and exploded. And, you know, we've been in Maxim, and we were on, you know, a bunch of news shows, and we've been on, you know, TV in Australia, so... It's just really shocking that people have paid so much attention to it. I get to tell you that there's not that much going on in the world that's bad.
Yeah, when I first heard about it, I thought it would probably be pretty offensive to women. And then to find out that, you know, 30 or 40% of your users are actually women was kind of shocking to find that out.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of women say that, you know, it's sexist and it's misogynistic, but, you know, we really don't think so. We think that there's some real altruism and utility behind it, and you know, we're just trying to help the men be understanding, because no woman likes being asked, hey, do you have PMS? And even if they do, they kind of feel like they're being put on trial. So, you know, if we can have some understanding in a relationship, that's great. Now, certainly I wouldn't recommend that it be the cornerstone of your relationship. I think that'd be very odd. But, yeah, I mean, we've even had, like, relationship experts praise the site, which, you know, we never even thought that much about it. But if it's helping people, that's terrific.
Do you think Dr. Phil uses it?
You know, I wish he would, and if he did, I wish he'd tell the world on his show.
That he likes it?
Yeah, maybe he'll have you come on sometime and talk about it.
Well, you know, stranger things have happened, right?
That's right. But, hey, I mean, I think it's great. Maybe in the future I'll be using it.
if he gets that operation we've been talking about.
Yeah. But, I mean, thank you. I think you're doing a wonderful service to everybody out there. Okay. Guys across the land should know about PMSBuddy.com. And how many hits do you think you get, let's say, on a weekly basis?
You know, it really depends. You know, the traffic on PMS Buddy can be all over the place. We've seen upwards of 1 million page views in a week, and we've seen, you know, as low as maybe 10,000 a day. But still, we've got pretty decent traffic.
Do you think women are from Venus? I read it in a book once.
Sure.
Well, Jordan, it has been a pleasure to have you on. We're going to hopefully get a lot of people to go check that out. Hopefully the ladies that listen to the show will check it out, PMSBuddy.com. And now you are on Facebook, right? Is it just how do they find you on Facebook?
Yeah, you just go Facebook.com/PMS-Buddy.
Okay.
What does a hyphen look like?
It's a little dash.
A dash?
Okay. I'm just making sure.
I think you can also just search for PMS Buddy and it'll come up, so it shouldn't be that difficult.
Yeah, I think it's awesome, and guys, you should just go check it out just to see what it's all about. Ladies, too, don't be shy. Don't be offended.
Did you think about making one for kids like PMS Pal?
I'm not really sure how that would work, but feel free to email me with ideas.
Sure. I'll shoot some ideas. Yeah.
But
we'll do lunch.
Thank you for calling into the Rockin' Comedy Show, Jordan. It's been fun. Hopefully we'll generate some more hits for you.
You bet, guys. PMSBuddy.com, totally free.
27 days, she's a wonder. Gay in every way. Then Mother Nature grabs her on that terrible 28th day. 28 is hard. An unlucky number, it's 28 for you, 28 for you. No, you can't go swimming or play football there with Jim. Instead, you must be content to sit at home and only think about him. Yeah.
a little red dot. Now everybody calls her Spot.
You'd think I'd have it figured out, but I am always in doubt. I watch the phases of the moon. It's always happening too soon. I knew it was coming, I could feel the pain. The rise and the roar of the rain. I grabbed my purse, tried to make it stop, but you know.
There was a little red dot. Now everybody calls her Spot.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid!
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
It's the music of Miles to Empty. They're going to be here next week on the Rockin' Comedy Show to perform for us live, give away tickets to their Battle of the Bands, the Diablos, and much, much more. It is Miles to Empty. Great, great group of guys right there. Miles to Empty. They do have a MySpace. You can find them at the official Rockin' Comedy Show MySpace, myspace.com/crazyj13. Got another song from another group who's going to be here not next week, but the week after. Give it up for Leaving Springfield.
Doesn't whack off. Let me get back to you for a second. Let me ask you, ma'am, your husband, he's 24 years old. Is he romantic? Oh, he is. He is. What does he do? Can you tell me what he does that makes him so romantic? Yeah, what is... He bought you flowers today? Okay, that's one nice thing. What else?
He always takes my hand.
He always takes what?
My hand.
He always takes your hand. Okay. Because he's afraid that you're going to reach into your purse and buy something. He's a psychopath. What else does he do? He cuddles with you. You know what? I think he's gay. That's why he doesn't jack off. You don't turn him on. But believe me, take him to see Siegfried and Roy. He'll be beaten off right there in the first row. Oh, I'm sorry. Siegfried, not Roy. But like I said, he holds your hand. That's romantic. See, my wife doesn't walk down the street. Hold my car. That's romantic to me. The sun's going down. Put your hand in my pants. Tickle my balls as the sun sets. Maybe we'll stop for coffee at a romantic cafe. Jack me off under the table. How about if I hold your hand while you jack me off? I'll meet you halfway. That's all I'm saying, girls. Work with me. Work with us. It's always about you. Women, you're so fucking selfish. I'm serious. You know, you always say that men are one-dimensional and men just think about themselves. That's not true. Men think about you. We think about you all the time. We do things for you all the time. And you know what? When it comes to romance, he buys me flowers. He takes me out for dinner. He buys me that. We go away for a weekend. Let me tell you something. I have never taken off a Valentine's Day. I work every Valentine's Day. Last Valentine's Day, I wasn't working. And I took my wife to this beautiful hotel in Southern California. It was a Ritz-Carlton. And I spent, whatever, $400 or $500 for a room. And valet parking's $30, and roses were $40. We watched a movie. She got a massage. There's $100 here. We had dinner. Anyway, the next morning, we're checking out. And I'm at the front desk. And the bill is like $1,000. Of course, my wife, who's not paying for anything, she's on cloud nine. She's in seventh heaven. She's standing there going, oh, God, that was so romantic. Mr. Pitbull of comedy. People don't know you're such a softie. You're so romantic. You can be romantic when you want to be romantic. And I'm looking at a bill for $1,000. And I'm thinking, for this kind of money, I could have left my wife at home at two hookers and a fucking eight ball. And had the best Valentine's Day of my life. It's about money, gentlemen. That's what turns on women. And don't tell me I'm wrong. The pussy takes American Express, and that's why it's shaped like an ATM machine. And don't you guys ever forget that. The next time you want to meet your girlfriend...
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Calling in on our fabulous phone line is Frankie Almost. How you doing, Frankie?
Hey, how you doing?
Now, those that have been to the Halloween party, Frankie is definitely no stranger. He is our resident house DJ.
That's right.
And karaoke master.
I am the master, as a matter of fact.
Do you have a good time at those parties?
I have an excellent time at your parties, dude. I'm looking forward to the next one.
Oh, well, we're not doing it this year.
Why not?
I just wanted to disappoint you.
Wait, when is the next party?
Dude, my heart just fell into my boot, man.
I was really looking forward to it.
When are you doing your next one?
Halloween.
And what day is that? I got to mark it on my calendar.
It's towards the end of October or something like that.
Yeah.
In and around October?
Yeah. The date will be announced.
Okay. Just keep me posted.
Frankie, say hi to my co-host here, Mad Mike.
How you doing, Mad Mike?
I farted, but other than that, pretty good.
Yeah. And I'm sitting next to him.
All right.
Nice.
You guys aren't fondling each other, are you?
Not yet.
No.
Okay. It's still too early into the show.
That was yesterday.
Yeah. But I didn't fondle him.
Yeah. He watched.
Yeah, I watched it happen, and I didn't stop it.
He was an accessory to fondling.
Uh-oh.
So, Frankie, how long have you been doing the karaoke thing that you do?
For over 10 years now, so... Yeah, so, and you know, with technology, like, improving and everything like that, I don't have to carry around discs and do all that.
It's Crazy J.
Five. Find the radio station. Uhura's monitoring the broadcast. Cut in and have yourselves beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
In the next 59 seconds, our goal is to turn non-environmentalists into environmentalists. To that end, we're handing the microphone over to a moose. After all, what better spokesman for the environment than animals themselves? Take it away, moose. Are we still rolling? All right. Get the moose out of here. Well, that wasn't very motivating, but if that didn't make you an environmentalist, maybe money will. For example, keeping your car regularly tuned and responding to the check engine light will make your car more efficient, which means cleaner air and less money spent on gas and repairs. For more ways to get green, go to getgreen.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Alliance for Clean Air and Transportation, and Environmental Defense.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
Today, Kyle and his big brother Justin,
hello,
hi,
are here to share some stuff we've learned.
With kids, it's not always what you say, but how you say it.
Hey Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Nah, that's boring.
Okay.
Hey, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
From time to time, a kid may double dare you.
Wow, that looks heavy. Bet you can't lift it.
Are you serious?
I double dare you.
Okay.
See? I told you! Uh-oh.
Moments like these happen every day.
Making a big difference in the life of a child. To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
That's BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Until next time.
It is about balancing our choices between the gray of the concrete jungle and the stunning beauty of the real one. Between a stoic facade of granite and the fury of the canyon. Between blindness and blinding beauty. Between deafness and the presence of breathtaking music. It's why there's EarthShare, the simple way to find balance. EarthShare is the workplace giving program bringing the leading environmental groups together, with over 90% of contributions going directly to those groups. Support EarthShare, support them all. Please ask your employer about workplace giving. Visit our website at www.earthshare.org. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Mr. Crazy J.
He's a very strange young man.
He's an idiot. Parents are probably idiots, too.
You idiot!
You're a fat idiot.
You, sir, are an idiot.
He's just an idiot.
I felt like such an idiot!
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show on our phone lines. No stranger to the show, indeed. If you have been to the Halloween parties that I throw, then the name Frankie Almost should ring a bell. He is our resident house DJ, so to speak. How you doing, Frankie?
Good. How you doing, Jay?
Awesome. It's good you're calling in.
Yeah, man. It's good to hear you, dude. I haven't seen you in a while. We're going to go out tonight, yeah?
Yeah, we'll hit up here. You know, we'll get some bitches and
good.
Point out and count how many guys we see in striped shirts.
Yeah, okay, Scanlon.
So is that Matt and Micah here in the background?
That is.
How you doing?
Hey. What's happening, man?
Nothing. I heard that you do DJ stuff.
Yeah, I dabble in DJ stuff. I used to do the whole mixing record stuff and all that, but my main bread and butter right now is karaoke, as a matter of fact, which is nice and cheesy. But,
did you ever break dance?
What's that?
Did you ever break dance?
I did used to break dance, yeah, back in the day.
Because that kind of goes with the karaoke theme, right?
If you want to hear anybody just kick out an awesome like rendition of a Prince song, Frankie can do Purple Rain like nobody's business.
Wow. Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. I actually sang with Purple Rain, the band that performs here, a couple of times. Not as, you know, just as a sit-in, so.
Right. Yeah.
Have you ever changed the lyrics to like Green Rain or Yellow Rain?
I haven't, no.
You should try that.
I did change it to Purple Vein one time, referencing a penis, so
nice.
That was kind of funny.
You know, I think your best work was at the Golden Palms, and it's just not there anymore. You need a room like that again.
Yeah, that's true, man, I do. And you know what's really sad is that there's no venues like that anymore in Vegas. There's no, seedy little lounges anymore.
Yeah. I mean,
not even downtown?
How many?
I haven't been downtown enough. I haven't been down to Fremont Street in over a year and a half now.
Don't. That's bad.
Have you thought about, I don't know, looking at places like the Brew Pub inside the Monte Carlo?
What is that like, dude? I've never been there before.
It's like closed.
Oh, well, cool. That's a perfect venue for me because most of the venues that I perform at close.
It's not closed yet, but once you get in there.
Right. Then they're destined to close. Yeah, exactly.
Shut it down. You should sell T-shirts with all the places. I mean, you worked at a place, what, like 2 weeks ago? You did one gig and now they're closed.
Yeah, that was Adam's Ribs, dude.
Adam's Ribs.
I went down there. It used to be Moose's across the street from the college.
Oh, yeah.
And, I literally, they talked me down from my normal pay, which is only like $3 anyway. They talked me down to $1.50, and I go down there and I go, okay. So I did the night, and then and they didn't pay me or any of their employees. It was pretty cool.
Whoa.
And so you're also now you're at just the Royal Frog
right.
on Fridays yeah. and Saturdays?
Correct, yeah, from midnight until 5 in the morning.
And then you're over at AJ's Tavern, correct?
Right, yeah, I'm there on Wednesdays from about 11 to 5 in the morning also.
With three people.
Yeah, with three people, exactly. Back when the place used to be Norma Jean's, I had 100 steady people that would come in there every week. I don't know what the hell happened to them, but...
Yeah, it was packed.
Yeah, it used to be fun. So we're trying to build that crowd back up and see what the hell happens, and still looking for other gigs. Trying to stay away from the whole corporate thing, even though I'm probably going to get sucked into it for financial reasons, you know.
You don't like ties?
Do I like what?
Ties?
Tie? Like Thai restaurants?
No, no, no. He said you don't like to wear ties.
Yeah.
Oh, no, 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 no.
The whole corporate thing.
No, I try to stem away from them because they're too stiff, and as Jay will tell you, I like to get drunk with the crowd and have a good time alongside everybody else, and usually ends up with me passed out on the floor and somebody else running the show for me.
Now, I don't mind taking you out to pier with me tonight, but I do have one, like, just one request.
What's that?
No striped shirt.
No striped shirt?
No striped shirts.
No, that's cool.
I won't even let you walk in the door with me if you have a striped shirt on.
Okay.
And bring some salami.
Horizontal or vertical?
No stripes. I don't care which way they go. No stripes. Solid color,
stripes
please.
Stripes are slimming, man. Hey, what is the dress code down there, by the way?
Striped shirts.
Striped shirts? Okay, I'll be there.
Striped shirts and faded jeans. That's
yeah.
And dress shoes.
Yeah.
Luckily for you, Jay, I don't own one single striped shirt.
I think I've seen you in a striped shirt.
Yeah, I have thousands of them, actually. So.
Yeah. Who are you kidding?
Right.
So you have a website for your business, or just you're just on MySpace?
I just do it through MySpace, yeah.
And how's that
working? MySpace.com/FrankieAlmost, blah, blah.
How's that working out for you?
Blah, blah?
It's pretty cool, man. I got 14,000 friends on there, and most of them are local, but none of them come to my show, so, you know.
That's all right. I have like 500 people on my MySpace page, and they don't listen to the show, so it's fine.
Yeah, I've got like 10, and I don't even know who they are.
Wow.
He even had, and 9. You know, he's not even counting Tom.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I just think he's cool. You know.
You got to have Tom on there because he gets really bent out of shape. If you delete him, he won't help you at all.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, it was an accident. I didn't mean to delete you. He's like, too bad.
Yeah, he's like, dude, I am Tom Anderson.
That's right. Creator of MySpace.
I like squirrels.
What does that have to do with anything?
I know, I think maybe Tom would say that.
What, that he likes squirrels?
Yeah, I'm Tom Anderson. I like squirrels.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Somebody's, somebody's calling my phone.
Yeah.
I forgot to turn. Yeah, I set it for vibrate, but my phone is like Mike. It doesn't listen to me at all.
Yep.
Yeah. Can you silence it or what?
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Okay.
See?
I just thought you were going to let it ring and ring and ring.
I was kind of digging the song.
Right.
So, let's go back. You were just at AJ's one Wednesdays.
Yeah, Wednesday.
And Friday and Saturday, the Royal Frog. Which I got to say, you make an unbelievable pizza over there at the Royal Frog.
Hey, thanks, man. Yeah, I am the greatest karaoke host / pizza maker on the planet, dude.
You go there, he'll go there, he'll take your order, he will make you the pizza, he will serve you your drinks, and he will call you up on stage to sing a song.
Exactly, and I'll drink your drinks with you.
Right.
That's awesome.
That's always the best part.
Yeah, I don't even know what my job title actually is at the Royal Frog anymore. I'm cook / bartender / karaoke host / bouncer / whatever they need before. Toilet cleaner, I guess.
Well, anytime you need help, working one of the shows, just give me a call. I'd be more than glad to help you out.
Yeah, man, that'd be really cool, dude. Same goes with you, bro.
Yeah, you know, Mike loves to do some karaoke, so I got to get him to come down there.
Yeah, and I like pizza.
I can accommodate both. So
I can make like a pizza mask and do karaoke.
Maybe you could come up with a
with a business, like a side business, where you deliver pizzas to people's homes and you sing karaoke for them?
Well, I was thinking about maybe having like a pizza vendor job, and then also having karaoke hooked up to the little cart so that people could sing while they're eating pizzas on the street.
See, that works. I would think that would be interesting.
Yeah. Then they can get all fucked up on Sunny D.
What is it with you and a Sunny D?
You ever been fucked up on Sunny D?
No, not unless it's got vodka in it.
You get a little Sunny D in you, man, crazy things happen. That's all I'm saying.
Nice. Although, Frankie, you are the first karaoke guy to actually get me up to actually do songs.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what it's all about, dude. I hate that karaoke hosts are, like, sitting there trying to treat it like it's American Idol and have nothing but good singers up there. I'm like, screw it, man. I don't sing too often unless people request me to, and I make people sing to have a good time, not to be, you know, some uptight artist, up-and-coming crap head, you know, so.
Yeah, and our first real connection was my ex-roommate, Scott.
Yeah. Yeah! Oh, who could forget Scott, huh?
Yeah. I did.
Scott he was in love with a girl that he never met on MySpace and was going to marry her.
Wow. And was sending her money that he was owing you for rent.
That's right. Yeah. And stop going to your karaoke because he thought you were hitting on him.
Right.
Yeah, that was good.
I got 17 hot girls around me at all times, and I'm hitting on Scott.
Well, he was a bit of a looker, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, how much fun we could have at Scott Expense.
Yes, and I still do. And it's been years since he's been around. But, you know, he's probably in Japan on another world tour.
Right.
Like a rock band world tour?
I know another guy like that, actually. You know, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Jimmy hosts karaoke at one of the hotels out there that I used to work with.
Oh, yeah, at the O.
Yeah, he's supposedly in Lethal Weapon 4, Con Air 2000, 3,000 miles from Graceland, blah, 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 all this crap. And if you Google his name, nothing comes up. His MySpace comes up.
Hi, it's me. So, awesome, buddy. Well, thank you for calling in. Your MySpace again is myspace.com/FrankieAlmost.
That's right.
Just check it out.
A-L-M-O-S-T. A-L-M-O-S-T. You got to make sure it's clear so they don't think I'm related to Edward James Almost.
If you live in Vegas or you're visiting Vegas, just check out his website, find out where he's at. Go out to his karaoke. It's a lot of fun. And he'll cook you pizza.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'll do it all, man. I'll massage your feet, whatever it needs.
Fuck anchovies.
He'll massage your feet and do it while you're singing.
Yeah.
But,
hey, bro, so, yeah, man, I'll see you tonight, dude. We're going to have a good time tonight at Pure. I'm ready to get...
Yeah. No striped shirts.
No striped shirts. You got it.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye. Take care, you guys.
See ya.
I got a warm, fuzzy feeling when I saw you on TV. You were wearing a piece of me. And it breaks my heart to look around. We'll be right back.
here on the Rock and Comedy Show with Warm Fuzzy Feeling. I am your host, Crazy Jay. I was trying to play you a song that Frankie almost did, but there's something going on with the computer. I can't figure it out. He did a parody of I Kissed a Girl. It's very funny. It's called I Kissed a Jew. He's got the video on YouTube, so if you go to YouTube, just type up Frankie Almost and catch the video. I'm going to try and put it up on our website. I don't know what's going on with the computer. It's kind of weird, but right now, here's the Arrogant Worms.
Come on, give me some now. You know something, girl? I'm thinking about you right now. You don't want to know what I'm thinking, girl. Or do you?
Girl, you think I'm a bum, but I'm old enough to be dating your mom, and I did. She wasn't that bad, but you're grounded if you tell your dad that you like the way we dance. With rock hard abs and plastic heads, you give us teddy bears, and in return we shave our chest hair.
And comedy show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Joining me in the air chair is the one and only Ritalin Twin himself.
I've changed my name.
You've changed your name?
Yep.
What is it?
Bleep Blot.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I'm true. It's serious.
No, anyway, it's Mad right Mike. Remember, you can drop him an email at ihurtmyspleen@yahoo.com. You can find him on MySpace. And
don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase me, bro. And drop him a comment, too, at the official website, rockincomedyshow.com. Well, if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's do the news, shall we?
Oh, yeah. Hey,
you want to hear some great news?
Oh, yeah. We've got some good ones.
All right. I'm excited. You were talking about them earlier. Now I'm like, what's the dealio?
Yeah. They're good, man.
Oh, it's good.
All right.
People are ready for this.
They are ready.
Real hoot.
We're all familiar with the ShamWow guy, right?
Oh, the ShamWow guy.
Yeah, you know, it's super absorbent. You know, it's going to, you know, it could clean up anything.
It practically
anything. Probably blood if you punched a whore in the face.
Maybe.
Speaking of punching a whore in the face.
What?
The ShamWow pit. The ShamWow pitchman. You might have heard of him. Vince Shalomi.
Hi, it's Vince with ShamWow.
Anyway, Vince was arrested, if you can believe it or not, on felony battery charges in Miami following a violent encounter with a hooker. Shalomi told cops he paid Sasha Harris about $1,000 in cash after she propositioned him for straight sex.
You're going to love my nuts. At least it was straight sex, not like some crazy ass sex.
Yeah. Shalomi said that when he kissed Harris, she suddenly bit his tongue and would not let go.
This is making you cry. You're making me cry.
Shalomi then punched Harris several times until she released his tongue. The affidavit noted that during the 4 a.m. fight, Harris sustained facial fractures and lacerations all over her face.
This, guys, we're going to make America skinny again, one slap at a time.
The beauty part was a whole website devoted to his sound bites. It was awesome. After freeing his tongue, a bleeding Shalomi ran to the hotel lobby.
You'll be saying wow every time you use this towel.
Where security summoned cops. Harris refused to cooperate with officers who recovered $930 from her purse. Harris is reportedly considering a lawsuit against Shalomi, though prosecutors declined to file former charges against him. You gotta love that.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is the craziest thing, is I saw the pictures. The chick doesn't look messed up. Shalomi, he is fucked up, man.
Yeah, he's got some shit on his face. Like she kicked the shit out of him.
Yeah, dude, this hooker went to town on this guy's face, dude, let me tell you. And not in a good way.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, that brings me to a story that I'm just going to elaborate on here. I was, this was my first time at a strip club. It was Little Darlings here in Vegas, and I went with my buddy. It was his 18th. This chick gives me this lap dance, right? And I was just like, okay. So you lay down on this bed, because they have beds there, right? Okay, first off, I do not know how this lady got into being a stripper, but she, like, had no boobs, none. And she kept trying to, like, do this thing where, like, she would put, like, the middle of your chest, you know, to my nose and, like, try to shake her boobs, right? But she didn't have any. She wound up bruising my nose with her rib cage.
Nice.
And then sat on my face. Oh, God, it was gross.
Back into the news.
Oh, yes, right. Tell me all about it.
Are you looking for a way to make more money?
Prostitution's right out, though.
Yeah.
But yes.
Well,
yes,
here's a great story. I kind of mentioned it a little earlier. A New York man has been charged with hiding his mother's dead body in a freezer and cashing her Social Security checks. a ghoulish upstate man has been charged with stashing his 98-year-old mother's dead body in a freezer so he could keep receiving her Social Security checks.
Do you want to make more money? Of course we all do.
Roland Oslander put his mom on ice in their home in the Catskills.
Wait, say that again?
Which part?
Roland what?
Oslander?
Uh-huh.
Put his mom on ice?
That sounds like it could be a musical.
Disney on Ice presents Roland Oslander's mom.
On ice.
After she died of natural causes sometime in 2007.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Being chopped into pieces is not natural causes. I don't know if they know that.
No, she died of natural causes.
Oh, and
then
he
took care of the rest. Yeah. He
can't. I was going to say.
He kept on cashing her government checks for more than a year until cops got a tip last October that she was long dead.
Oh.
Authorities found Herta Oslander's body inside a freezer when they searched the house about 100 miles northwest of the city. Her son was nowhere to be found. Roland stayed on the lam for months and was nabbed after state cops staked out a home after getting a tip that he might return.
People who do that should be arrested.
That's right.
So basically the police immediately knew there was something peculiar?
Yeah, exactly.
And what crime have you committed?
Well, he was charged with grand larceny, unlawful disposal of human remains, and forgery for faking his mother's signature. It is unclear if the jailed son has a lawyer. But Roland was also wanted in Sullivan County for forgery and grand larceny, both
wow.
which are felonies.
He should also be held for keeping something beyond its expiration date.
In La Marque, I don't know where that is, but authorities have dropped a disorderly conduct charge filed against a woman who was handcuffed.
Somebody help me!
She was handcuffed while being cited for using the F word in a casual conversation at Walmart.
There's just one thing, dude.
What's that?
You have to use so many cuss words.
So it was a cuss word?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. It could have been like Fandango.
No, it was the F word, the actual fuck word.
Farfig Nugan? Right.
City prosecutor Jay Brown dropped the charge recently after finding that there were insufficient evidence to prosecute Kathleen Fridge of La Marque. Of course, we would have hoped to prevail in the case, but not if there's not significant evidence. Fridge was not immediately available for comment. She was cited on August 4th for using the F word in a conversation with her mother while shopping for batteries at the Walmart.
Excuse me, do I have fuck me written on my forehead?
The shelf where she expected to find batteries was bare, and Fridge expressed her frustration to her mother. Her remarks were overheard by Captain Alfred Decker, the assistant fire marshal who handcuffed her after she protested his decision to cite her for disorderly conduct.
Some people are really fucking stupid.
You know what? I don't know if I were to cuss.
You can't use the F word in Walmart, but your kids are allowed to run rampant in there and just, you know, tear the shit up.
Be little terrorizers?
Yeah, what the hell is that about? This is a great story. I'm glad I didn't have to take part in it when I was in school, but a mother is very upset about a boy who was assigned to buy condoms for a class competition. After her 14-year-old son was assigned to buy condoms and compete with classmates to see who could place one fastest on a wooden penis.
Stop it. You're talking crazy.
A distressed parent will ask her school board in Cambridge to require teachers to communicate with parents about upcoming lessons on human sexuality.
Oh. It looks as though nowadays no one can make a boy do anything.
A public health nurse for 20 years, Linda Strobel, said she doesn't oppose the curriculum that teaches grade 9 students about sexually transmitted infections. However, she was incensed with the condom buying assignment at her son's school, and even more concerned that she knew nothing about it until her son came home upset one day last fall, complaining he didn't want to do his homework for health class. I was about to tell him that he had to do it when I saw his distraught face and he told me he had to buy condoms for a race, Ms. Strobel said. So that's kind of an interesting case.
Crazy kids with their crazy BD.
Hold on. Did you say it was a wooden penis?
A wooden penis.
Well, see, I would be more concerned with getting splinters.
Well, if you use the condom right, you won't get the splinters.
Yeah, but you're trying to put it on really fast. You know, accidents happen, mistakes.
Well, you have the school nurse right there to put a bandage
on it. I would have used a watermelon.
Wichita police arrested three people in Old Town in an incident that began with a man when he threw an inflatable penis at an officer's horse.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
Yeah!
Officers were patrolling Old Town on horseback at about 1:20 a.m. when they came across a large group of women in their early to mid-20s who had been celebrating at a bachelor party. Also in the group was a 24-year-old man, a brother to one of the women at the party. He was carrying a 5-foot-long inflatable penis.
What are you doing with your wiener out there, Dad?
Being gay, son.
While he was joking around with this toy, he launched the large toy towards one of the officers who was on horseback. The toy struck the officer's horse, causing the horse to get spooked.
I
glad to meet you, kid. You're a real horse's ass.
I'd spook me if somebody threw a penis at me.
Police arrested the man of Eastboro on suspicion of battery of a law enforcement. In this case, the horse.
Hold on. Suspicion of battery? Like nobody saw him do it?
Well, it was an accident. He didn't mean to throw the penis at him. A woman upset at the arrest grabbed the arresting arms officer. What? What did that say?
Lady, what is wrong with you?
The woman upset at the arrest grabbed the arresting officer's arm, I believe is what it should say. And she, too, was arrested. While the crowd was being dispersed, another woman in the party, Jesus Christ, was arrested when she struck the horse's head.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
The horse stepped on the foot of that woman who was treated on the scene, then taken to jail.
God dang.
The woman or the horse? I'm confused. The two women who were arrested are 22 years old and 24 years old. One is from McPherson and one is from Lawrence. And let's see, and the other, yeah, the two, oh, sorry, two of the women that were arrested are from McPherson, and the other one.
Why don't
is
you
from,
go back to your home on Whore Island?
Whore Island, exactly.
You know what lesson we have to learn here? Just keep it in your pants, people. You know? A lot of that could have been avoided. Just keep it in your pants.
Well, let's keep the horse humor going, shall we?
Horse?
In Mena, Arkansas, a man faces a trial next week on charges that he had sex with a young neighbor's dog and horse.
How's that for a chopper?
At the same time, does it say?
Well, we're getting into that. Was John Copes was arrested on December 13th in his neighbor's horse pen. A 13-year-old girl said she saw Copes with her Anatolian Shepherd. Copes is also charged with abusing the girl's small Palomino horse.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
The bestiality charges each carry up to a year in jail and $1,000 in fine if convicted. Copes would not have to register, however, as a sex offender.
It's disgusting.
What?
No. The 25-year-old Polk County is free on bond, but has been ordered to stay away from his neighbor and her animals. He also faces a criminal trespass charge. He had faced a public sexual indecency charge earlier, if you can believe that.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
But Arkansas law requires the participation of two humans for a conviction. So,
really?
Yeah, so the horse and the dog are out.
So he was really just playing it safe. That's what you're trying to tell
me. Right, he was getting his jollies off and not going to get arrested for it.
So I want to know if he was like, do you think he was pitching or receiving?
I don't even want to think about it.
A little bit of both?
Oakdale, California. The fundraising idea may seem a little nuts. But Oakdale's annual testicle festival is always a big hit with Scanlon. I kid.
I like you. You have balls.
You have.
I like balls.
Volunteers with the town's Rotary Club plan to fry up 400 pounds of the private parts of bulls and serve them to diners who pay $50 a piece through the sit-down meal.
This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
The event, who proceeds, also benefit the Oakland Cowboy Museum.
Oakland Cowboys?
I thought they had Raiders, not Cowboys.
Yeah, I didn't even know there were Cowboys in California.
Anyway, this event has drawn an average of 400 people in the past. Last year, they even raised $28,000. It's common practice on cattle ranches for young males to be castrated into steers, which, after the initial loss, eventually makes them more docile and easier to handle. fans of the delicacy...
Isn't it delightful?
Also referred to as mountain oysters, come from around the state. According to Rotarians, everyone who buys a ticket is guaranteed to have a ball.
Your balls are showing.
That's right. You are listening to Not In The News News. I am your host, Crazy Jay. And,
tell you what, that last one was testacular.
Was it?
It was.
It was fan-flipping-tastic?
It was unbelievable.
Yeah? You liked it?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Nice. All right, let's keep moving. Hartford, Connecticut, an American woman has handcuffed, she handcuffed herself to her sleeping husband.
I was handcuffed to the bed in my underwear.
Dude, that is like a nightmare.
In an apparent attempt to resolve an argument, but police ended up breaking into their home and charging her with assault and other crimes. Helen's son, 37, handcuffed herself to Robert Drawbro, and he slept in their Fairfield, Connecticut home in an effort to reconcile their differences.
What in blazes goes on inside that head of yours?
Well, that's a true haunting in Connecticut.
But when Drawbro called police with his cell phone, son responded by biting him on the arms and torso.
That was your wife? What a bitch.
Police officers heard the screams.
Help! Help!
When they arrived at the home and forced their way in. Son had also changed the locks on their bedroom door. Son was charged with third-degree assault, disorderly conduct, reckless endangerment...
Biting shit.
And,
what? Biting shit.
Yeah.
What last week we did one about some crackhead biting an elevator.
Yeah, reckless... She got charged with reckless endangerment and unlawful restraint.
You're an idiot.
An unlawful use of chompers.
She was released on a $400 bond.
That ain't corn.
One of our favorite cities is next here, Port St. Lucie. I try to visit their website at least once a week now to see if there's any kind of weird shit going on in there. But a man has been accused of pouring chili on his girlfriend and ripping off her bra.
No offense and all, but... fucked in the head, right?
Following an argument involving television watching, he's facing charges. The 26-year-old victim told investigators her boyfriend, with whom she had 2 children and 9 weeks pregnant... like that makes a difference.
Howard, not in front of the children.
Came home and wanted to watch TV in their bedroom. Boyfriend Ed Johnson, 21, is accused of kicking the TV and breaking it after they asked that he watch TV in the other room. Seems like a simple request. Victim went to slice the power cord on the other TV with scissors when police and Johnson grabbed her neck and pulled her away.
I'll punch you in the mouth.
The victim called her sister, who called the sheriff. She grabbed her kids and got in the vehicle, where Johnson came out with a can of chili.
Did they say what type? I'm thinking Denison.
No, they left that out. Oh. Ed also grabbed at the victim's bra, which tore off of her. The report states Ed then poured the chili into the vehicle, over the driver's seat of the vehicle, and all over the victim.
It's all right, mate. We're just having a friendly little argument.
Deputies noted a brown liquid substance over the driver's seat and on the left side of the victim's face and ear. The 10-month-old child also had some in her hair. Johnson said they argued and he got mad and broke the TV. He said she was trying to leave. Johnson reportedly expressed displeasure at going to jail, saying, "I should have whooped her ass," the report says.
I'm going to give you 10 seconds to get out of here before I beat your face with a phone book.
You know, he's just trying to get the most bang for his buck, that's all.
Johnson faces charges including aggravated battery and violation of felony probation.
Don't turn off my
Simpsons. A lot of felony charges this week in the news.
Yeah.
This is pretty much a follow-up story.
So which one?
2 weeks ago I talked about a man who got caught having sex with a vacuum at one of those drive-in car washes.
You know, I tried that a couple days ago.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know what? It was not as comfortable as I thought. The biggest problem is there's still a lot of particles of dirt in there, and they can get stuck in your pee-pee hole if you're not careful.
Oh, well, that's a good call. Wipe it out first.
Yep, clean it.
Anyway, the man police caught performing a sex act with a car wash vacuum, well, he got sentenced to 90 days in the county jail. That happened in Saginaw, Michigan. Jason Leroy Savage must also submit to drug testing.
What was his name?
Jason Leroy Savage.
What are the odds that he's ethnic?
The 29-year-old Swan Creek Township man was sentenced in Saginaw. Savage pleaded no contest to indecent exposure last month. Police say Savage was arrested after a resident called the officer early on October 16th to report suspicious activity at a car wash in Thomas Township, about 90 miles northwest of Detroit.
Immediately knew something was
peculiar. Yeah, I immediately knew. I knew the vacuum didn't go there.
I was like, oh, what is he? Oh.
This was crazy. Now, this is kind of also a follow-up story to one we did last week. I thought it was a follow-up, giving us more detail
right
about the kid who got suspended for farting.
Right, right.
But that actually happened in a completely different town.
What?
This is a completely different story.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because you remember, it was Polk County.
That's right.
And it was Opportunity School.
Yes.
Yes. Well, this is in Lakeland, Florida.
Holy shit.
A Lakeland 8th grader has been suspended from riding the school bus, for 3 days after being accused of passing gas.
Something came out of your butt. It made a sound, and it smelled funny.
The bus driver wrote on a misbehavior form that a 15-year-old was passing gas on the bus to make the other children laugh, creating a stench so bad that it was difficult to breathe.
Let's just say I have terrible gas and you wouldn't want to be around for it.
The bus driver handed the teen the suspension form the next day. Polk County school officials say there's no rule against flatulence, but there are rules against causing a disturbance on the bus. The teen says he wasn't the one passing the gas.
You know how I can tell you're lying? I can smell the bullshit coming out of your mouth.
Back, like we said earlier, whether he did it or not, he may have gotten off easy. A 13-year-old student at Polk County was arrested. After authorities said he broke wind in class. He was arrested.
Wow.
He was arrested. Oh, you got to go to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't.
You're going downtown.
We can't have this nonsense. This is bullshit.
Wow.
And literally. Our final story, Mike. Bear with me when I printed it from the computer and tried to read it without laughing, it was very, very difficult. And it's still very difficult for me to read this story. Let me make sure I have the follow-up song.
Can I ask you a question?
No. Here we go. Bear with me. Hey, sex-starved woman.
I'm ready for sex.
A sex-starved woman has undergone a painful okay, here we go. This is why I saved it for last, because I knew it was going to be a little hard. A sex-starved woman has undergone a painful 2-hour operation. because they make the word so big. It's the biggest word in the whole thing. All the others is normal print, and then bam, it's right there. Bam! It's
right. Bam!
A sex-starved woman has undergone a painful 2-hour operation to remove a giant pine cone.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Surgeons have revealed an embarrassed spinster woman, Merjana Garverik, is recovering after getting steamy with the seedy item.
A pine cone. Was it an open pine cone?
Dr. Sava Bojevic explained she was lonely. The doctor's quote's the best. She was lonely, and she took a pine cone from a tree, and unfortunately, it got stuck, and she needed... She needed surgery to get out. But by all accounts... This is better than she immediately knew something was peculiar.
That was good, though.
The doctor actually said this. By all accounts, she did have a tremendous time. She had a tremendous time with it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So,
oh,
there was a topic a while back when my friend actually said to me, "Do you have a song, basically, about something I do?" Because every time you do something wrong, I'd have a song for it, and he would get really annoyed. He'd listen to the show, and I'd be like, "Hey, that's going out to my roommate." And yes, I actually really do have a song for just about everything.
Don't stuff your pine cone in a vagina?
Well, kind of.
Kind of?
Kind of. I was thinking, I was putting it together. It really took me a hard time to get through it.
Now, if she had taken that condom class,
right?
None of this might not have.
Right, but I was thinking, about this story and about some of the comedy records that I've played over the years, and I don't think I've ever played this song on my show, but it's fitting now. Here it is. It's Ogden Ensign.
Life together was so lovely. Somehow, everything must change. Although I know I'll always love you, somehow it'll never be the same. Pine cones, my baby loves pine cones. She won't leave those pine cones alone. Pining for those pine cones, too. Why, she's got them scattered all over our home. She's got the pine cones in the kitchen, the pine cones in the hall, the pine cones in the winter, spring, summer, and pine cones in the fall. Yeah, pine cones, she's dreaming of pine cones, not leather or designer phones. And I'm wondering if there's something I should do. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, the doctor said, son, it's a stage that she'll be going through. Whoa, pine cones, your baby loves pine cones more than she loves you. Pine cones, my baby loves pine cones. The fruit of the evergreen. A pine cone's the way she loves pine cones, bordering on the obscene. Yeah, she got the pine cones in the jazz and size. Pine cones when we're dying. A pine cones in our bed at night. Woo! Pine cones all the time. Yeah, pine cones, she's dreaming of pine cones. Not leather or designer bones. But that pine cone sweater is.
Let's begin. Open your color-coded guidebooks to the yellow section.
Yellow.
Encouraging phrases. Ready?
Oh, wait. I don't have my...
Now, repeat the following phrase. Son, you did great on that test.
Son?
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, son, you did great on that test.
How did you do? Try it again.
Okay. Son, you did great
Try
on...
again.
Son, you did great
again.
On that... Look, wait. Son, you did great on that test. I'm so proud of you. Son, you did great on that test. I'm so proud of you.
Hey, Dad. How's it going?
Son, you're so proud. And that's a great test.
It's really not that difficult. In fact, encouraging your kids to stay in school is something every parent can do.
I've got the power!
Talk to them. Encourage them. Get them to graduate. Don't drop out on your kids. For a free brochure, call 877-4KID. That's 877-F-O-R-A-K-I-D. This message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Once upon a time, there lived three energy hogs. Now, an energy hog is what you have when humans waste energy. One day, the three energy hogs set out to find themselves a cottage.
Let's look for leaky windows,
said the first energy hog, for he knew that would waste energy.
Let's look for leaky doors,
said the second.
Let's look for a swing set,
said the third, for he had more blubber than brains. So they set off down the road. Presently, they came upon a tiny cottage where dwelled a clever girl named Dreadylocks.
I open as leaky windows,
cried the first energy hog.
I open as leaky doors,
cried the second.
I open as a bathroom,
cried the third, for only his brains were smaller than his bladder. But Dreadylocks liked playing cool games at energyhog.org. And from energyhog.org, she learned how to use energy wisely. So the three energy hogs were forced to look elsewhere to waste energy and had to use the disgusting restroom at the gas station down the road. And the moral of the story is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org or waste not, hog not.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hold on a second, Max. Pause the game. Why hasn't she called me back?
He just called her.
Becky, it's me. Pick up the phone. I know you see my number on your caller ID.
Here he goes again.
You're starting to piss me off. Why haven't you called me back? This is the fourth message I left you.
Listen to him.
You do not want to get me mad. Number one, I told you not to go out. Number two, I told you to check in with me. Why are you always doing this to me?
Does he think he owns her?
Who do you think you are? You do not want me to get ugly.
Should I say something?
What, are you stupid or something? Call me back. Can't believe the way she treats me.
The way she treats you? How about the way you treat her, man?
Speak up. Just because it isn't physical doesn't mean it's not abuse. To learn more, go to seeitandstopit.org. This public service message is brought to you by the Teen Action Campaign, the Family Violence Prevention Fund, and the Ad Council.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day, I was put into juvie for two stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs. She was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have two babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought, the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education.
One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Red Peters, and whenever I'm not pulling it, I listen to The Crazy J Show.
Okay. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show on the phone line, a very lovely lady, a good friend of ours, Miss Phoebe Carter.
Yay! Rockin' Comedy Show!
So, I've noticed that you've finally recorded Mountain Dew Me.
Oh my gosh, it's been so overdue, if you know what I mean. Yes, I have.
Years in the making. I'm so excited. Years in the making.
Yes, yeah. It is.
So,
is that your first soda song?
What's that?
Are you with us?
I'm there. Are you with me?
He wanted to know if that was your first soda song.
It is my first and only. I'm a one soda woman, so it will probably be my one and only soda song.
Wow.
And then the next song will have to be about mac and cheese, since that is my favorite meal.
That's good stuff.
And then maybe the third song could be a combination of both.
Oh, that could be deadly. Mountain Dew and mac and cheese?
Yeah.
I had a friend who put Doritos and Mountain Dew together.
In the middle and we're crazy.
So, how have you been? Are you back out there in the comedy world, or are you still running around the world and going to all those different places?
A little of both. I'm back on stage a couple times recently, which is really exciting. Debuting a couple new songs, and mostly in the recording studio a lot, really building my catalog of songs, and then traveling around Southern California doing other stuff.
When you say catalog of songs, do you mean like Sears or JCPenney?
Well, IKEA is really what I think. You know.
Nice.
The IKEA catalog has a greater value these days than the Sears catalog.
Yeah, and some good stuff.
I think for your male audience, you should sing songs from the Victoria's Secrets catalog.
Ooh, there you go.
See, I'm always thinking.
The Victoria's Secret Angels song.
Yeah, I'm always thinking.
Yeah, something with blueberries.
Blueberry.
Nice.
And whipped cream. And
yeah, and squirrels.
Do you have any plans of coming to Vegas?
Man, I wish. I want to come to Vegas soon because I love Vegas.
I can take you out to so many places, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dollar's the limit.
Dollar is the limit.
Where are you from right now? Where are you at right now? Other than the other side of this phone.
I'm in North Hollywood, and I am sitting in my half-empty, soon-to-be apartment because I'm moving. I'm going to move out of storage and into a home again. And I'm having the most fabulous roommate, and she and I are kind of planning and scheming our new little home here in North Hollywood.
Are you going to bring her to Vegas with you?
That could happen. Stranger things have happened.
Does she look like a turtle?
Does she look like a turtle?
Why would you ask that?
Well, because if she doesn't look like a turtle, then that's, you know, hey, that's cool. Yeah, bring her down, you know?
That's a pretty broad range. You have very broad standards there. Yeah,
I just don't like turtles, okay?
You could look like anything else. Just don't look like a turtle.
You have shell shock issues or something.
Yeah.
The things he says sometimes very surprises me.
Me too.
Because he's mad.
Mad Mike.
Mad Mike.
Do you still have the recording studio that you and Kyle work out of?
Yeah, and you know what the cool thing is? This new apartment is literally just behind Kyle's place where the studio is. So that's where I've been recording every week with him.
Is it still in the same...
Some new funny songs, some new not funny songs.
Is it still in the same place?
No, it's in North Hollywood now. It's no longer on Sunset.
Oh, that was a
good... You know that historic building where we were, that you were there, and you recorded some Throwing Toasters and some Raymond and Scum there.
And some Dino Mike.
Now there's like this most she trendy nightclub of Hollywood in that building, so you can barely get in there or park nearby because everybody who's everybody
I know
is
that
at
place.
That club.
I know that place. I've been
it's
to Hollywood
awesome.
A couple of times. It's evil.
It's yeah. evil?
Mike's not a big L.A. fan, actually.
Yeah, I understand that.
You get tickets?
It caused me stress because I really got annoyed. I couldn't even get into my studio because, you know, Hugh Hefner and the girls next door were trying to get into the club. So.
Well, you know, it's great that you called in today because you do a song that's simply titled PMS. And we had a guy call in earlier. His name's Jordan Eisenberg, and he created a website called PMSBuddy.com.
His name might be Zach, though, so don't take
don't
it.
Don't Google him immediately.
Yes.
Pause for clarification.
Yes. Right.
But anyway, he created a website called PMSBuddy.com, and you can go on and it keeps track of your cycles so that guys know when your special aunt Flo is going to come and visit. And you can prepare yourself. You know, they can, something's about to happen. They can go out and get flowers and make you feel better.
Aunt Flo's a bitch.
she can
be. That is a man who is a genius because that's necessary. It
right.
just is.
So you should check
PMS
that.
PMS is real. It's crazy, but
it's not a myth.
It's not a myth.
And you should play my song, PMS.
I was gonna say, we'll play the PMS song, and I want to thank you for calling in. Stay in touch with the show. Come to Vegas.
Always.
You have to see the
new.
You have to see the new studio. It's better than anyone you've ever seen of mine.
And the smog out there, the smog in LA is really bad. So wear goggles.
I love an upgrade. Goggles, that's funny.
Yeah, you need protection.
But come out, you know. We'll get you on the show. Oh, you're gonna do Desert Fest, correct?
Yeah, I think that's still good. That's the May, end of May.
End of May, the 30th and 31st.
Yes,
Dino Mike is looking forward to the car ride out there with you.
The carpool in action with Dino Mike. Yes.
And Dino Mike had a new song out. Have you heard it? It's called Baby Bumps.
Oh, no, I have to check it out.
Oh, that means you haven't been listening to my show. Thanks.
No, that's not true. I think what had happened was I was playing your show and then...
It's okay. You don't have
to
make it.
I moved to North Hollywood.
Yeah, better things happen.
Better things have happened. It's fine. But just check it out. Yeah. He's got it on his MySpace. It's really funny. Or
check it out.
Or listen to the end of this show because we're doing the top 8 Dino Mike songs of all times, and I'm pretty sure that song's probably going to be number 1.
Oh, that'd be cool. I will definitely listen to this show.
Only if you go to the website right now, rockandcomedyshow.com, and vote for it.
I'm actually on my way there now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Do you hear me typing? Yep. Comedy show.
So we're gonna
the song's about babies.
Yeah. It's about baby bumps.
The theme is baby bumps. Yeah. I don't think I'm ever going to have a baby bump.
Me neither.
Oh, no. Thank God.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Rocking like rocking comedy show.
Yeah, R-O-C-K-I-N-G.
Yes, spelling would count for a lot of baby.
Right.
Okay, cool. It's coming up right now.
We're going to play the PMS song. I want to thank you for calling in. We'll see you at Desert Fest. Hopefully in the summer, we'll see you out here in Vegas.
Oh, you definitely will. Always, always a pleasure. I always love to come out and visit you.
Well, isn't that because your mom lives here?
No, she's hoping to retire there soon.
That's right. That's something like that. Anyway.
Yeah. There you are. I see you. I'm there at the show. There's Mad Mike.
Howdy.
There's the studio. I see you. Hi.
Hola. ¿Qué pasó?
So we're going to play the PMS song. Thank you for calling in, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks at the Desert Fest.
Okay.
All right.
Hasta.
Bye. Now, what the hell is going on? Why won't it play? It's just one of those shows, people. Something terrible is about to happen, I'm sure of it. I'm going to have to get Webmaster Zach on the phone or something like that. We'll be back with more of the Rotten Comedy Show after this.
Mr. Crazy J.
I thought you were crazy!
This is the Crazy Man.
Mr. Crazy J.
He's a very strange young man.
He's an idiot. Parents are probably idiots, too.
You idiot!
You're a fat idiot.
You, sir, are an idiot.
He's just an idiot.
I felt like such an idiot!
But I
if you say that you are mine. I'll be here till the end of time. So you've got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me. You don't want me, set me free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know, should I cool it or should I blow?
Then you wouldn't
Crazy Jay.
No, I'm Mad Mike.
That's right, you are. So what's going on over there?
Do your balls ache?
That's kind of a personal question.
Well, I'm going to teach you how to be a ninja.
How does that have to do with it?
Shut your mouth.
All right, let's go.
What is a ninja? What makes a ninja? What is a ninja? A ninja is a badass, a motherfucker, okay? And this is the deal, okay? Not everybody can be a ninja, okay? It requires certain skills to be a ninja, okay? You gotta know how to move your hands, okay? You've gotta know how to hide in places where there's possibly light or street lights, okay? Or possibly, gorillas. What do? How do you hide? What skill set do you pick? Well, you got to kind of first, folks, okay? This is the thing. You've got to decide what kind of ninja do you want to be? Okay, there's different types of ninja, okay? I know you guys watch cartoon. You got the crazy, comma-wielding, psychotic dude with the hair. You got the guy who wears the black costume, right? Running around the streets, jumping off of houses, right? Okay, so what kind of a ninja are you? Okay, first off,
not a good one, if you're asking me.
I can make you a ninja. If you follow these steps, you're going to be a ninja.
All right,
I'm going to ninja-fy you.
I'm looking forward to it.
Contrary to popular belief, ninjas weren't always cold-blooded killers. First off, you can't be a cold-blooded killer unless you're a lizard. Okay? Next. In most cases, rogue / masterless samurai, they were called ronin. Okay, they caused a bunch of shit in Japan, got in a lot of trouble. Ninjas came from all walks of life. What the fuck does that mean? Okay, maybe some old people, a fisherman, maybe
old people ninjas.
Yeah, a spelunker. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Explain to me what an old person ninja is capable of doing.
Beating your ass, okay? With a cane. You know, cane jitsu. With their ninjutsu, okay? They can throw their teeth like ninja stars, okay? And they will...
Thank you, I just needed some examples.
Okay.
Thank you.
They would definitely get arrested for biting an elevator. okay, never say that you are a ninja. You don't say it. When somebody asks, what are you? You just look at them, and you say, I cook fish, okay? That's the code word, okay? That's the secret word. What are you? I'm a fish chef, okay?
Is that what it says in there?
Somewhere in here it does. okay, a ninja must be able to function as a spy. So that means buy, like, some crazy spy goggles, okay? Or,
the kind in the back of a comic book?
Fuck yeah. which means that you cannot reveal your status as an aspiring ninja. No! You are not aspiring. You are a ninja, okay? Once you're done with this, folks, you're not aspiring. You don't need to achieve anything. You achieved. You have, I want to say, ejaculated into it, but that's not the right word.
Moving on. That's a whole other how-to. Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. let's see here. Oh, yeah. Also, do not dress in the stereotypical ninja in black pajamas. What the fuck are you thinking? Okay? It's the middle of the day. You're the only dude wearing black. First off, what if it's summer, folks? It's hot. Okay? You're going to be hot. You're going to be sweating balls. Okay? Don't do it. Okay? And next thing, what if you want to buy a Slurpee? Okay? You're wearing a mask. You're going to get arrested. They're going to be like, you're going to rob me. No, I'm a ninja. One, you can't say you're a ninja. Two, you are wearing a mask. Three, you probably could steal the Slurpee because you're a ninja. You're just fucked three ways from Sunday, folks.
If they're a good ninja, they could just go in the store and not be seen.
If you are a good ninja, yes. Okay, but this is the thing. The guy's going to hear that from the Slurpee and immediately know some shit's up.
But
okay?
You don't slurp it in the store if you're a good ninja. Take it outside.
What if you want to enjoy a taste? It's hot outside. We just covered that.
Jesus. But you're trying not to get caught.
Yeah, if you don't want to get caught, don't wear some black fucking pajamas. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Is this now a how-to on how not to get caught while drinking a stolen Slurpee?
Yeah, that too. Look, see, that's the thing. That's the best part about these, folks. Did you just fart?
No.
Oh. You learn a lot about how how to use a lot of things. Like, I bet you somewhere in here it involves a stick. We've covered a stick multiple times. You should be a professional at that already. Okay?
Well, they use nunchucks. That's a form of a stick.
It is. Only with, like, a...
A chain.
A chain. Yes. Yes. Or a rope. Uh-huh. It could be sausage links. Okay? There's a lot of things you could use. Okay? See that? Now, you have a skill set. You see? And you can do multiple things with that. Okay? This is awesome. I don't know why I didn't cover this yesterday.
We weren't doing a show yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. A lot of, okay, let's see. Mm-hmm, yep, kabuki. Yep, sure. Do it. All right. In which the ninjas were disguised as prop handlers, who always wore black to minimize their presence in moving props on stage. Yeah, in the kabuki theater, whatever. When you do wear ninja clothes, it's idea never to let anyone see you in them. So, like, don't wear them to school, you know? Don't do it to show and tell, okay? You don't do that. I would wear, like, if it were me and I were being a ninja, I would dress very casual, okay? Maybe business casual in case I wanted to catch some dinner after my killing. All right.
And where would you go?
Serious.
And where would you go for dinner?
Smith and Malinsky.
Of course you would.
I like tuna.
And they have the best, right?
It's so good, especially if you get it like kind of like rare. That's the word, rare. It melts in your mouth. It's phenomenal. Oh my god. Learn how to move stealthily, folks, okay? Okay, this is the thing. A lot of people like to move
While killing or while you're at Smith & Malinsky?
Oh, both. Okay?
I'm just both. Just following along.
People like to move heel-toe. You
should start writing
heel,
this down.
Toe. You should. You should try to move toe-heel. Toe-heel, okay? Just a little different.
Not heel-toe?
Not heel-toe. We just covered that. Are
I'm
you
just,
listening
I'm,
to me?
I'm writing it down. I'm just making sure.
You better be writing this down, dude. Okay? What was that? Toe-heel.
Not heel-toe.
Not heel-toe. Toe heel. The reason why is it makes it more like you're walking on clouds.
Got
okay?
It.
Clouds. And what are clouds? White little fluffy things, right?
Little balls of cotton.
Yes. They don't make sound. You don't make sound, okay? That's the point.
Only if you're drinking a stolen Slurpee.
Only if you're drinking. If you're wearing Nikes, I recommend you get the kind that, like, have a little pump. Okay?
Do that again.
Okay? And pump them up, okay? Because that little cushion of air, yeah, you can jump higher. Get and maintain a ninja body.
Yeah, I'm set with that.
Wow. This does not necessarily mean becoming lean and muscular. It means building endurance, agility, strength, and flexibility.
See, I'm set.
Yeah.
You immediately went to a fat joke.
I would recommend for a lot of those people out there who don't really know what to do, just play a lot of Street Fighter. I think they really got a lot of the bases covered.
Double Dragon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Learn how to do that crazy thing with... Yeah.
They might have missed that for the camera. Want to do it again?
Yeah. Okay. Your body is a tool. Not that you are a tool, but
I think
you
should do that with a bam.
All right. As long as you can perform the functions of a ninja, it is a valuable tool, okay? So, try to, you know, touch your toes, get out any extra gas that you might have built up. Makes you more aerodynamic.
You've had no
when
problem with that today at all.
None. Oh, dude, I've been like, tres balunas. Next. This is really important. Know how to escape. So if you're going to do something ninja-like, do a little bit of study work before. Like, oh, there's a door. Is it locked? I don't know. Find out. Okay? There's a window. Don't just try to drive through it. What if it's closed? You just fucked your shit all up. Okay? Make sure it's open. Take 5 seconds out of your goddamn day and unlock the fucking window. Okay?
What if you're on the 44th floor?
Bring rope.
Lots of it, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Let me write that down.
Get like that licorice rope so you can eat it in case you get hungry while you're doing your mission.
Bring rope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
dress nice.
Ooh,
for dinner. Got that down.
Yeah. Get some smoke bombs, okay, to cover your path. Or maybe I would recommend...
Not stink bombs.
No. I would recommend some bleach to throw in somebody's eyes so they do not see you escape. They'll be too busy trying to get the bleach out of their eyes. That's the whole point. Okay.
Or we can just show them a naked picture of Zack Ryder.
Of Zack Ryder. You could.
Or skin.
Okay, so next, it says to study ninjutsu. No shit. Okay, but this is the thing. Ninjutsu isn't like... Ninjutsu is like a way of life, okay? You just gotta be it, okay? Practice some martial arts shit. Basically, learn how to, like, assassinate people. It's really easy. All you really need to do is get them alone, okay? And then you stab them in the head with an ice pick, okay?
Everybody's, or a stick.
Or, there it is. You're sick. If you've got nunchucks, just beat them right over the head, okay? Next, you gotta pick, like, some techniques.
With a bam at the
end. What does Bruce Lee like to order when he goes to Burger King? Whoopa! Witches! Okay. You know what Bruce Lee's favorite drink is?
What?
Whoopa! Anyway. First off, there's this thing called Shishin Teki Kyoyo.
Yeah, can you say that again?
Shishin Teki Kyoyo. Okay. That's spiritual refinement. I think that's like recycling your spirit. Okay? That way, you know, like when you shit, recycle. Okay? It's just like that. When your spirit takes a crap, recycle it, I guess. I don't know. Taijutsu, unarmed combat. Using one's body as a weapon. Learn how to headbutt. Learn how to, like, hit people with your knees. Dropkick people in the shins. Okay? Go for the stuff that really hurts. Stab them right in the freaking nostril with your finger. Get it up there really good. Swish it around a little bit.
Okay, I saw a guy a couple weeks ago with his finger up there pretty good. Like four blocks every time we stopped at a light. I mean, he was going for gold.
That's good. He was probably practicing.
He probably, now that makes sense.
Yeah. Bojutsu. Stick fighting.
There you go.
There you are.
All tied back together.
Do some water training. Learn how to swim. What if you, like, here, this is a good point. What if you are trying to assassinate a daimyo, okay? And he's in his castle, all right? And his castle, it's surrounded by water, okay? You don't know how to swim. They've got man-eating dolphins, okay? I'm part dolphin, you're not. What are you going to do?
I'm turn myself into a tugboat and get the hell out of there.
Or practice your water combat, okay? Everybody knows, if you elbow a dolphin on the top of their fin, they will do backflips.
Right.
Okay? Keep that in mind. Okay? I'm helping you. They also recommend you practice meteorology. Yeah, don't get hit by a meteor. If you think one's going to be where you are, run. It's probably not what it means, though, but learn the weather, things like that. Okay? Because if it's windy, you don't want to try to kill somebody with an umbrella, because if you open it, it'll fly away, and now you have no weapon, and you're fucked. It could happen. Also learn bajutsu. Fuck, I don't know. Horsemanship, okay? Just like the guy on the noose. He was practicing his horsemanship and his dogship. A little awkwardly, though. I hope you bought him dinner first. That's all. Let's see here. You must master oneself. You cannot master... One cannot master...
Well, I do that every night.
Yes, me too.
I master
sometimes
myself every
twice.
Night.
Here's an example.
All right.
Engage in physical combat due to... I think it's provocation, knowing one can defeat the treat. Oh, the threat. Yeah. There's a H in there somewhere. May not be in the best interest for the big picture. Okay, well, anyway, look, if you want to practice, just do some make-believe stuff, okay? Make believe there's an enemy and go just fucking crazy on it, okay? Buy some tacos and practice your taco breaking skills. Okay, you got to get that hand strength. Okay,
I have that.
Yeah. Great. Okay, that's what we're looking for. Tips. Okay, here's some tips. A little bit of tipology for you. Ninjutsu is a lifelong pursuit. Okay, it's one of those things. Takes 5 minutes to learn and a lifetime to master. A lot like like having sex in the back of a Volkswagen. You know, anybody can do it, but it's really it's an acquired skill, I think. Women ninja.
I prefer Subaru.
Subaru?
Yeah.
Nani?
Women ninja are called kunoichi. They've got kunoichis, that's for sure. And they like to use their boobs to kill. Okay, so keep that in mind. So, ladies, if you have boobs, kill with them. Don't use your ninja skills for senseless violence unless it would be incredibly hilarious. Okay? For example, I use my ninja skills to get my friends free cable. It was pretty badass. You could use, in the confusion of a smoke bomb, you could remove a girl's bra and she wouldn't even notice.
Okay? Would you fill it with chili?
Yes. Denison's would be my preference.
Nice.
If I had to choose. Maybe Wendy's.
That has a finger in it.
With or without. No.
With a finger.
I'm not really biased to that. I just farted, by the way.
Again.
You didn't even notice, did you?
Ninjas. Ninja skill.
See, you got to train every part of your body, okay? Like Batman. You never hear Batman fart? Nope. He does it all the time. You don't even notice. But don't dress like Batman, because people will probably just think you're a fruitcake. And again, walking into Smith and Walensky's looking like Batman, you're just gonna get arrested. Buying a Slurpee, not gonna happen. I just wanted a hot dog.
How long is this?
What?
Jesus Christ.
I'm just trying to make sure. Okay, never use your ninja skills to harm animals unless you're being, like, attacked by an ostrich and you can use your stick skills. But, okay, this is the thing. You are now legally, you can hurt somebody, okay? You have to make sure they know that if they attack you, you're going to cause some serious harm. So this is what you say. You let them know, hey, I'm a ninja, okay? Without telling them you're a ninja. So this is what you do. You say, if you come at me, I might hurt you. You know, I might do everything in my ability to break bones and to make you bleed. So help me God. And if the ostrich comes at you, you got to let him know. He doesn't know what he's in for, folks. That ostrich is just thinking, I'm going to steal your watch. But you got to let him know, no, you're the real deal. Okay? This right. is how it's going down. Elbow style. All right? That's it. You're ninja-fied.
Nice.
You're ninja-fied.
And that's how to become a ninja.
Absolutely.
All right, give it up.
Of the best
kind.
From
Mad Mike. Yay! We're going to take a break when we come back. We've got more of the show happening. If you want to call in, remember you can. Just check the website for the time, the number, all that stuff. You can also visit us on MySpace. Email me. Go directly to the website. Leave comments. We've got a few more.
I do all the time.
Left it. I know. You go to that website all the time. Making sure that I posted the show.
Yes, I do.
Now I know how Zach felt. Anyway, we'll be back right after this.
All rise, this honorable court is now in session.
Please be seated. The defendant shall remain standing. The defendant is before this court today for sentencing, having been previously found guilty of a gun crime by a jury of his peers. Given the severity of this crime, it is the order of this court that the defendant be sentenced to a term of 5 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 5 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 5 years of walking home alone from school.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day, I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs. She was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have 2 babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought, the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education.
One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself. Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
He's not the average common two. He's different from everyone like you. He's everybody's brother and son. He's different from anyone. He's Crazy Jay. He's got something to say. Crazy Jay thought he'd play some tunes, and some of them are just like loons. Come on, Jay, people don't want to wait. Give them your Crazy Eight. Crazy Eight.
Where the hell did Mike go? I told him we don't have that much time in the countdown and the computer. I don't know what's going on. Hey, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Looking for Mad Mike. I have no idea where he went. We're doing the countdown. This is the Crazy 8 Countdown, and today we're doing a top 8 of Dino Mike. Yes, the top 8 Dino Mike songs. Here's number 8.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real thin ladies please stand up? I repeat. Will the real thin ladies please stand up? My God, there's a lot of them here.
Y'all look like you never saw a sandwich before, like you never shopped at the store for some albacore. Y'all are so thin you can fit through a screen door, like you never sat in a restaurant at the waitress for more.
More, more, more!
I believe you'd win to see if you or Kate Moss was further in the wind. Do y'all want a piece of that?
Like, no way, he's kidding. Teen asked me to masticate. I ain't eating.
That's not what I said. Y'all gotta be starving. Too many crisps confusing my head.
Try all the fixings. Have y'all even tasted an M&M?
Thin ladies, look at them. Can you see them?
Walking around with a 2-inch wasteful 1,000 pounds underweight.
Can they even taste? Look at all these anorexic ladies. There's way too many. Bet them all saying, I'm not anorexic, I'm just skinny.
No sense of when I send them all to Africa so bad. Leave you to look at them and not feel so bad.
Translation?
Boy, I'm lucky that girl will be skinny.
People are talking around just between you and me, they say.
I think that the thinner you are, the happy you'll be.
Of course that's a lie. Can't be happy walking around without a belly full of fries and a shake to wash them down.
Mickey D's all the way. For bucks, that's 4 million calories.
Hooray!
So you want to eat healthy? Don't eat just fries. Try a fruit sugar prepare and make apple pie.
There's no reason they can't lick a throat.
So you feel like I feel?
I hate meatloaf.
Tighten your belt. Make a new hole. Wave your hands in the air.
Here we go!
Cause you are thin ladies. It's real thin ladies. It's y'all are still alive, but you're biodegrading. So won't the real thin ladies please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up, cause y'all are thin ladies, it's real thin ladies, bigger than a fishing line, well I don't know, maybe again the real thin ladies, please stand up, please stand up, please stand up.
You gotta run around to get wet in the shower rain, it could be dangerous, don't get washed in the drain.
Woo!
You think they even care about spam meat? When all the piranocytes are saying they're fat and ugly if they eat. But what if you eat? Wouldn't that be weird?
Why, so I could sit on the couch and drink beer so you could ridicule my big fat rear?
What, like the rest of America? Come on, no one cares. But the whitest thing in your body is one strand of your hair. You think people look at you like a magic guy? They just stare.
If they got a zit, now that I can't see.
Let's say you got this girl, where would it be? Y'all are too skinny and shouldn't be a part of this. Mistaken for skeletons in the army of darkness. Don't go to places that make you barely small to see, like Bally, 24-hour fitness, or Jenny C, with two-split piece for a cuisine. Weight Watchers taste and look like cardboard foam. How do you put that stuff? You know what? Whatever.
Here we go!
Cause y'all are thin ladies, it's real thin ladies. Yes, y'all are still alive, but your bio's degrading. So won't the real thin ladies please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up, cause y'all are thin ladies, it's real thin ladies, bigger than a fishing line, well I don't know, maybe again the real thin ladies, please stand up, please stand up, please stand up. If y'all only think I didn't say fat free, think it's a joke, but I guarantee, y'all never saw the inside of Burger King. One fry'd make you full, if you ate it. Aren't you ever tempted with eating carrots to fry and fillet it? I know you've made tater tots and split it, and whether you like to admit it, y'all are so skinny, especially made underwear. And y'all don't even care that your bumper sticker says, my other car's a wheelchair. At the rate you're going when you're 21 and a half, your Cheerios will be your only flotation life raft. So y'all want to try a bit of my chocolate mousse a la mode? If you did, you'd explode. If you don't, you'll probably implode. Every girl that says, I ain't hungry, is a thin lady in the making. So cram a funnel in her mouth of fear she just can't take it. Tired since you can't score when you're pumping full of 7-Up. I'll hold her down so she can never throw up. So all the real thin ladies, please stand up. And girl, look at me in the eye and say, I won't throw up. Thin ladies are like dogs, must learn to control. Feed them regularly, scream at them the chorus, how's it going? Y'all thin ladies, it's real thin ladies. It's y'all are still alive, but your bio's degrading. So won't the real thin ladies please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up, cause y'all are thin ladies, it's real thin ladies, bigger than a fishing line, well I don't know, maybe again the real thin ladies, please stand up, please stand up, please stand up, cause y'all are thin ladies, it's real thin ladies, yes y'all are still alive but your bio's degrading, so won't the real thin ladies, please stand up, please stand up, please stand up, cause y'all are thin ladies, it's real thin ladies, bigger than a fishing line, well I don't know, maybe again the real thin ladies, please stand up, please stand up, please stand up.
Haha, you may even insult your thin ladies out there, but seriously,
eat a burger!
From his first CD, titled Smarklies, that is a great song called Real Thin Ladies. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. I am not quite sure where my counterpart is. I have no idea where he went, my friends. I'll be right back. Well, okay, well, the commercial break's only 3 minutes. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're doing the Crazy 8 Countdown. The top 8 Dino Mike songs right there was our first one, number 8. And I told you it was Real Thin Ladies. Let's continue the countdown, shall we?
On our way to number 7. It's just 5 away from 2. Not the 6th one, not the 5th one, not the 4th and not the 3rd. Here comes the one called number 7.
I don't know, dude. It seems that no matter what I do, no matter how hard I try, all the other superheroes are gonna be mad at me. I mean, with good reason. I thank you at the box office.
Because I'm known as the Amazing Spider-Man. I shoot myself away from the palms of my hands. All other superheroes gonna get canned. Cause all you need's the Amazing Spider-Man.
So I swing into the night, look in the fight, crawl through these criminals and I'm all like, sup, Mac, put down the money sack. And then I make another witty dumb crack. And they're like,
oh my god, it's him. Jimmy, take a look at the Amazing Spider-Man. I swear to god that your movies rock. You make the other real flicks look like cop.
And by now, other superheroes start to sneer. Especially when I tell them that their underwear looks queer. Well, Superman's yelling, jetting all racing. It's not super enough to make what my movies made. So Batman's always trying to rag me out, you see. Well, what does that even felt like a Boy Scout G? It's only for all movies are all rated B. Dude, who made Batman and Robin? It wasn't me. Yes, there's a Fantastic Four trying to pick a fight with me. Cause I passed up their film for Spider-Man 3. Start to think that they all don't like me. They try to crush me, light me, stretch me, incite me.
Cause I'm known as the Amazing Spider-Man. I shoot my top from the palms of my hands. All other superheroes
right through ya. My new costume's made of toxic rubber, it sucks. Especially when I hear you're tied to $50,000. Take a pick up, bub. That's obscene. No, I'm Cyclops, I'm Wolverine. And what's with the glitches in the danger room? What, Marvel cut a funding for Spider-Man 2? I know how to act better than Spidey does. I rip out my claws and then ya, rawr! So what's with the cash hit? Me and other X-Men, small patient angerness and shivers at my adamantium. Itty bitty spider, thick and he's so cool.
Me don't like spider, he's sticky.
My Superman powers are supreme with incestuous dribble. At least my weakness ain't little green pebble. I just like that wall crawling past the joke, me no get. Let me put on my shock face.
Hulk smash, Ruby said.
You know what? I think we can settle this still. Oh there, Spidey. Now I see where your show's called Smallville.
Why you? He thought you smashed fire. Why not you?
Are you mad? Do you think I want to get sued?
Hulk always mad. Hulk smash.
I'm known as the Amazing Spider-Man. I shoot lights over from the palms of my hands. All other superheroes gonna get canned. Cause all you need's the Amazing Spider-Man.
Time to hear Spider-Man rock, but Daredevil suck. I mean, even as riding at an amusement park. I'll show the world Daredevil's a force that better be reckoned. I'll turn the lights out, then beat his webs in.
Hey, what the?
I hit it when I swing by in a wire strand and someone yells,
hey, look, it's Spider-Man!
I ain't Spider-Man, I don't climb walls, hell, I don't even have my own agent call. I'm just a blind lawyer in hell's kitchen, at night I run around in tights, just wishing I can get a sequel made and maybe even paid without fans saying at home I should have stayed. The Ultimates? I'm sick of these guys. Life is so much easier in 1945 when the stars and the stripes and then all hysteria gets it is no use for Captain America. Catwoman movie? Makes you want to gag. The Hulk movie? Makes you want to gag. Hate film studios. You want special effects, right? Forget Spidey. Give the Cap film a green light.
A Captain America film? Who would watch that?
Patriotic American.
What you smoking, Cap? Anyway, I'm Iron Man and I got the loot. Chicks are crazy for Tony Stark because I'm cute. Iron Man comic sales really did suck. The Ultimates did better, but we're running out of luck. I'm out of the Ultimates before I get canned. I'm gonna make for a cameo in the next Spider-Man.
Guys, why can't you see that the fans only want to see me and your jealousy makes me laugh cause all they need is Spider-Man.
He's known as the Amazing Spider-Man. Mary Jane makes him sticky in the palms of his hand. I'll bet she does.
His ticket sales climb faster than he can.
He hope no life sticky is so clean.
Spider-Man.
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 Hey, Bob. Give it up for the most successful hero in Hollywood. The Amazing Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man, I do whatever a spider can. Spins a web, any size, catches thieves, just like my Spider-Man. Whoa, 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 look out, look out, look out, look out, look out, Spider-Man. Spider, 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 spider. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Action is my reward, as long as each film I get paid more Spider-Man.
Snuff that fuse hey, on your tampon. You're about to listen to song number 6.
You've had this handicap for so very long. It's kept us from being together, and all that may sound wrong. You said we're perfect, and that's what keeps us apart. Till now I couldn't tell you, I've never had the heart.
Thought you would have figured it out when all the cars around you wreck, or when you got hired as a stunt double for the movie Shrek. Could have sworn you would have got the clue when you make burn victims gag, or for all your birthdays when your parents gave you a paper bag. Thought it was funny when the zookeeper tried to tag you today, or when you took food to the homeless and then scared them all away. Well, you're asking me why we could never be. Well, my fuzzy lady, it's about time you see that you need to face reality. So you wanna know, hey, don't mean my satisfaction. And the thought of me and you gives me a gag reaction. Rather than with you, I'd rather spend my time in traction. Well, you've got a bad case of unattraction. I don't wanna seem too mean because your personality's great, but it doesn't help your case that your face reminds me of a mosaic.
Did your mom drink paint and hug the microwave during her pregnancy? I really don't know how else to explain your gross deformities. Sadly, you've got the looks that could make Medusa turn into stone. And I hate to be the one to tell you, probably die alone. Well, you're asking me why we could never be. Well, you fell out of the ugly tree, and you need to face reality. So you wanna know I don't mean my satisfaction, and the thought of me and you gives me a gag reaction. Rather than with you, I'd rather spend my time in traction. Well, you've got a bad case of beauty clashing, victim of slashing, gross distraction, face impacting, totally unmatching and unsegregated, mutilated, aggravated, constipated, immaculated, irritated, incinerated, saturated. Are you still infatuated?
You know you're
really stinky, oily and greasy, annoying and wheezy and way too wheezy, make me queasy and uneasy and possibly diseasing. And you're always body scratching, spitting, yakking, flashing, action, snorting and laughing with a bad case of unattraction. It really sucks that you got stuck with this horrendous disease. Please don't be offended, but I think you should be put to sleep. You buy me lots of gifts and you feed me poetry through the door. I'd like to buy you chew toys and feed you fish heads off of the floor. You laugh at all my jokes and tell me that I'm the perfect guy. After hearing this song, I'm sure that you'll probably change your mind. Well, you're asking me why we could never be. Well, I'm just not into charity, and you need to face reality. So you wanna know I don't mean my satisfaction, and the thought of me and you gives me a gag reaction. Rather than with you, I'd rather spend my time in traction. Well, you've got a bad case of unattraction.
Unattraction coming in at number 6 on our Crazy 8 countdown as we count down the top 8 Dino Mike songs here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to try and find Mad Mike and see what happened to him. And we'll be back with more of the countdown right after this.
Looking to do something good? Well, there's lots teenagers can do. Like saving the rare speckled Burmese bear cub.
Isn't he cute?
Okay, be careful, Susie. Don't feed him. Wow, that's gotta hurt.
Or how about just saving something closer to home, like your neighborhood? Tutor, mentor, volunteer. Help change your community and change the way the world sees you. Click on WePrevent.org or call 1-800-722-TEENS.
A message from Corrupt U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the Ad Council.
It is about balancing our choices between the gray of the concrete jungle and the stunning beauty of the real one. Between a stoic facade of granite and the fury of the canyon. Between blindness and blinding beauty. Between deafness and the presence of breathtaking music. It's why there's EarthShare, the simple way to find balance. EarthShare is the workplace giving program bringing the leading environmental groups together, with over 90% of contributions going directly to those groups. Support EarthShare. Support them all. Please ask your employer about workplace giving. Visit our website at www.earthshare.org. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Mi hijo se llama Eduardo. Él trabaja 14 horas al día.
You are listening to The Rockin' Comedy Show. If you can believe it. I don't know what's going on today. The computer's not working. Mike's not here.
Hi there. This is Tom Lehrer, and you're listening to The Crazy J Show.
Thank you, Tom. But right now, I did get an interesting voicemail I thought I would share with you. Check this out. Put it on speaker. Here we go.
Hey,
I went out during the break just to nab some Cheetos and was going to gobble down a Slurpee real quick. But I tried to use my wait your damn turn. I decided I was going to, you know, try out my ninja skills, you know, and to make a long story short, I didn't like that very much. And well, I think the shotgun heard me slurping. I knew that was going to happen. Needless to say, I discovered a feasible way to get a free night in the Slammer that I didn't have on my list. But you wouldn't happen to have $200 for bail, would you? After the third time, my mom kind of cut me off. So thanks, man. I'm over at the Clark County Detention Center. I'd say call me back, but obviously I use payphone. So just a swing on by. If not, I'll be here for about a week or so. All right. Thanks, man.
So... that's what's going on with Mad Mike. We're doing the countdown. It's the top 8 Dino Mike songs here on the Crazy 8 Countdown. Here is number 5.
I dumped you late last night, and I'm sure you're probably wondering why. Everything was going great. It's been 6 months, time to celebrate. All I want is to be with you. Maybe stay home and have dinner for two. But no, there's a place you adore, and I need a tie to get through the door. After dinner, we'll catch a show. Alright, cool, let's take the back row. No, we'll fly to New York and catch a musical.
So babe,
please don't think I hate you. I just can't afford to date you anymore. Girl, you know it's you that I adore, but you've destroyed my credit score. No more. So it's about time that I showed you the door. Sorry it has to end like that. I didn't know your Amex card was black. I never was the sharpest one, but I should have known when you said your name was Hilton. You said that I was a dork, cause I didn't know which was the salad fork. And the cute way you looked at me when I slurped my drink to ask for more martinis. Your parents were never for our love, cause I didn't have a trust fund. Your dad called me an invalid, and your mom said you were slumming it.
So sweetie,
please don't think I hate you. I just can't afford to date you anymore. Girl, you know clout. You wouldn't believe what I had to pay to buy you flowers every day. I lost my house because of you. Now my car payment is overdue. The repo man took my kids away for that trip to Cancun we took in May. I'm running out of body parts to sell so we can go to fancy five-star hotels. Your high maintenance never seem to end, but I hope that we can still be friends.
So honey,
please don't think I hate you. I just can't afford to date you anymore. Girl, you know it's you that I adore, but you need to know that I do.
it's High Maintenance here on the Crazy 8 Countdown as we count down the top 8 Dino Mike songs. And that, of course, is number 5. It's called High Maintenance. If you missed it, number 6 is Unattraction, 7 was Spider-Man, and 8 was Real Thin Ladies. Yeah, Real Thin. They're real, real thin. And if you also missed it, Dino Mike, not Dino Mike. I got him confused. There's so many mics in my world. No joke. If you were to see my cell phone, there's literally 15 mics in there. But Mad Mike has been arrested practicing his ninja skills during the break. And I'm going to have to go bail him out. So we got to get through this countdown a little quick. And the computer's falling apart. I have no idea what's going on. I'm going to have to get Zach on it and have him come in here and fix it. Who knows what's going on? Just things are falling apart in the world. Wacky situations that are the Rock and Comedy Show. Let's continue the countdown, shall we?
Sliding around all over the place. We're gonna slide this song into your face. All the little girls say, Jay, give us more. Instead, he's only gonna give us number 4. Come on, Jay, don't snore. Number 4.
You see what I'm saying? You see? It's just not working today, people. What is going on? It's not supposed to be that song. Oh, man, things are going nuts. Well, number 4 is supposed to be Ode to Scooby-Doo, so let me see if I can cue it up. I don't know what's going on. Things are wacky. The number 1 song's not even queuing up. I have no idea what the hell is going on today. It's just one of those things. It looks like somebody jabbed something into the hard drive. I don't know what's going on. Like, it's sabotage, people. It's sabotage. Let's try this. Here is song number 4.
We're going. Like, this is Shaggy coming at you with my main dog, Scooby-Doo.
Oh, really?
Let's get ready to shake your mad rum to this Scooby-Doo.
Rap. Ruby, 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 Ruby.
Yeah.
Ruby, 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 Ruby.
Get down.
Ruby, 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 Ruby.
Uh-huh. Like, you're my best pal, Scooby-Doo, you're my best friend. You run away from ghosts with me, Scooby.
Raggy, you're my best pal, Raggy, you're the raiden. When I'm rare, I romp and you roar me.
Like, we solve mysteries, but we're so young. Always running, but we seem to get the job done.
Rah.
That Daphne, she's easier than an altar boy. And that Wussy Fred is her little boy toy. Looking back, I don't think Thelma was joking. But when she asked me why that band was always smoking.
Rah.
With such a high IQ, you'd think that she gets the point. Me and Scuba Wren are always smoking tons of doink.
Well, that is number 4 on our countdown. It's Ode to Scooby-Doo. We're running a little out of time, and things are not working the way they're supposed to. So we're going to quickly go through it. Number 4 on our countdown, Ode to Scooby-Doo, and this is song number 3.
I was never known as cool, the nerdiest kid in my school. Never went to a party. D&D was my forte. I never played on any sport, unless you counted 64. My dating life didn't exist. Don't even know what first base is. Then one day I met a girl that changed it all for me. She rocked my WoW and redefined MMORPG. We sat up all night chatting about the size of my score. Before I knew it, I had this girl knocking on my door. Cause she's a dorkcore. Maybe geek like you and me, she's a dorkcore. From involuntary celibacy, dorkcore. And doesn't charge a thing at all for me. a geek fetish. Street Fighter, I just got pwned. A Pac-Man ringtone's on her phone. She's naked reading comic books. Yoshi's tattooed on her tush. I'm 1337 in my click. I got to touch a human chick. I asked her her type of guy, and she said to me, she likes Star Wars, Star Trek, Quantum Leap, and owns a PSP. No muscle, sports cars, pounding beers, or hours at the gym. But if you're tall, pale, and scrawny, then boy, you are in. Cause she's a dork whore. Saving geeks like you and me, she's a dork whore. From involuntary celibacy, dork whore. I sell all my figurines for you. Now I'm calling my new pal, so this chick can make her round. Eugene, Mitchell, John, and Jay. Rich assumed that I was gay. Now I see her once a week. Plays my Wii and then with me. She's perfect in every way. She's my Buffy, I'm her steak. I told her that I love her more than Magic the Gathering. She says I'm not a one-nerd kind of girl. There's plenty more in need. So long as there are geeks and nerds and dorks who can't get played, I'll strap on my elf ear stilettos and I'm on my way. Cause she's a dork whore. Saving geeks like you and me, she's a dork whore. From involuntary celibacy, dork whore. And don't fear, she's here to rescue you. Drop your pants, she's here to rescue you.
Number three on our Dynamite Countdown, Dork Whore. That's new. It's unreleased, but it's going to be on his new album coming up very, very
nice
soon.
Nice joystick.
Dork Whore coming in at number three. Number four, of course, was an excerpt of Ode to Scooby-Doo. Five was High Maintenance. Six, Unattraction. Seven, Spider-Man. And eight was Real Thin Ladies. Yeah, we're counting down the top eight Dino Mike songs. Number two is actually going to be our number one song, and the reason that is because number one is on the computer, and I don't know what's going on. It looks like somebody's jammed some bread in there. I don't know what it is, but something is not right with the computer, and the number one song was actually Baby Bumps, so we're going to move on down, and we're going to make Baby Bumps number two, not play it, and move on down to number one, and this song was only two votes behind Baby Bumps anyway, so it's not too far out of the votes that you guys did. And remember, we do put the top four songs up there on the website, rockincomedyshow.com. So you can go there and vote for the songs, and then we do the countdown at the end of the week for the number one song here at the Crazy 8 Countdown. So let's do it. Let's play the number one song.
Jay, let's have some fun. A little insanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number eight. Come on, Jay, don't hesitate. We're only one. We only want to have some fun. Come on, Jay, give us number one. Number one. Number one. Woo, number one. Give us number
school. When haters mess with me, I tell them to go to hell, but not to their face, under my breath, to myself.
really bad when it's cold. Cause I'm a pussy, you don't wanna mess with me, son. Cause if you make me nervous, I just might grow up. Secretary for a veterinarian. I squat in the bathroom so no one can hear me pee. I'm in drama club, marching band, and an ASB. I wanna hook up with every chick that I see. But when I climb, my hands get sweaty and I cat all free. So I scavenge my dignity, go home and write some poetry. Cause you know that my cat is always happy to see me.
Cause I'm a pussy.
English patient makes me cry every time.
Cause I'm a pussy.
Don't be afraid that a fear of ice would be just fine.
Cause I'm a pussy.
I stub my toe really bad. I go to the doctor, but every time he just laughs. Totally fat. It goes great with my cross and the eco-friendly yoga mat. Every week I go to my psychologist, nutritionist, urologist, pathologist, my anesthesiologist, even my gynecologist.
Cause I'm a pussy.
My natural man in touch with my feminine side.
Cause I'm a pussy.
I think Oprah's the greatest woman alive.
Cause I'm a pussy.
You can't relate, you're probably mad. So before you kick my ass, I'll just say my bad.
There it is. That's your number one song by Dino Mike on our Dino Mike countdown. That's Meow Mix, currently unreleased, but that will also be on his brand new album coming out. And number two would have been Baby Bumps. Actually, number one would have been Baby Bumps. Number two would have been Meow Mix, but Baby Bumps and the computer not working together today. So again, the countdown would have been number one, Baby Bumps, two, Meow Mix, number three was Dorcore, four, Ode to Scooby-Doo, five, High Maintenance, six, Unattraction, seven, Spider-Man, and eight was Real Thin Ladies. I got to go bail out Mad Mike. Next week on the show, we got Miles to Empty, who's going to come in and perform for us. And we've also got a countdown coming up. We got a special countdown next week, but the week after, a fun countdown of the top eight most annoying songs I could possibly play. And we're going to have those for you next week, so you're not going to want to miss it. That's going to do it. I'm out. I got to hit the ATM, get $200, and go get my buddy out of jail. Talk to you later.